I'm Alex Jones. The story you're about to see is true. This is reality.
Truth is stranger than fiction. I'm the most banned, most denied media person in the world.
Alex Jones is a fake.
He's a performance artist.
I'm perceived as a clown, a nut, a maniac.
On his website, InfoWars, he touts
paranoia porn, the thickest, most offensive theories.
Alex Jones claims that 9/11 and the Oklahoma City bombings were inside jobs.
Don't you stand for America, sir?
He said me and Hillary are demons. Ain't that something?
You'll burn in hell!
I met him back in 1990. I knew right away he was going to be a star.
How's my hair look?
I saw all these conspiracy theorists that were talking about the New World Order. And I thought, that's what I'll do.
Get it, Alex.
Death to the New World Order!
It was that attack on humanity that I saw early on that I really wanted to wage war on.
You're lying to the public. It's disgusting.
Once you taste that, there's no going back. Everything's a war. That's the way the universe works, and everything is propaganda.
I don't trust Donald Trump, but I agree with probably 95% of what Donald Trump says.
Your reputation's amazing. I will not let you down.
That's when the media took the gloves off.
Alex Jones said the Sandy Hook shooting, which claimed the lives of 20 children, was fake.
I try to tell the truth, and sometimes I'm wrong. Did the New York Times get in trouble for consciously lying about WMDs that then led to a war, killed tens of thousands in conflict? No. The attempts deplatform us have failed.
They've had the CIA, the FBI following me around.
Now we got to destroy Alex Jones. We're not playing games here.
This is such a historic moment together.
USA!
It's all just insane. Okay, let's put me in prison for questioning, okay, even though that's my right. In fact, let's execute Alex Jones. Let's put him in front of a firing squad, pull the trigger. I have a sick feeling, actually, because I know what comes next.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so
ladies and gentlemen,
In the last 30 months, we've witnessed the globalists hit humanity and hit humanity extremely hard. It is beyond critical that everyone listening to the sound of my voice protect yourselves and your families to the greatest extent possible, and these two new sales do that. We have the ultimate immune support, 60% off when you get these four items together. The immune support, X2, D3 gummies, and multivitamin. The immune support formula is incredible by itself. These other three together, it is amazing. 60% off. Then the trifecta immune support, 50% off on immune support, X2, and D3 gummies. And then 40% off on X2, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, just the X2 alone is the missing link with most people. Highest quality deep breath crystal iodine, beyond critical for your immune system and your whole body. It's 40% off back in stock, but get four of the products together for 60% off.
Gentlemen, Owen Schroyer with you here on this Thursday, June 23rd, 2022. This is a previously taped segment that you're listening to right now because I am in court today in my January 6th defense, and so I will not be in studio today, and Clay Clark, the great Clay Clark, will be hosting for me. But I wanted to come on here and at least give an update on the what's going on in my trial, because I'm eternally grateful for all the support, not just financially with the fundraiser for my legal defense, but also your prayers, your words of encouragement, everything. So even though I've been pretty quiet about the developments on my case, because I'm just handling it in the courtroom and with my lawyers, I feel that I at least owe you an update as to what's going on. And so that's what I'm going to do here. Now, we were expecting to have an argument session in court today, both sides arguing the motion to dismiss, which we have filed under First Amendment grounds. We were expecting and prepared for these arguments today. However, today's hearing is just going to be a status hearing, and we will not be making arguments on the motion to dismiss because the process in the background is dragging along. And just so you know what that process is, it's the discovery process, and I have voluntarily turned over my electronic data to the government, as of course there's the larger January 6th case going on. And so as a means of proof of full cooperation and good faith action, I have turned over all of my electronic data, and so the government is still going through this. Now, you may say, hey, wait a second, you turned that over months ago. Well, yes, but the case being, apparently they are, you know, they have thousands of phones and emails and everything they're going through, so they have not completed the process of going through all mine. But see, here's why I do this, because you may say, well, why are you doing that? That has nothing to do with your defense or your case. That's an invasion of privacy. Why would you volunteer that? Because I'm showing that not only am I acting in good faith, but I'm very strong and confident that and 100% positive that I am innocent of all the charges. And so I am just showing that I have nothing to hide. There's not going to be a stone unturned. There's not going to be a door unopened. They have everything. And the media and the left wants to make me a focal point about this and say, oh, Owen Schroyer or Alex Jones or InfoWars or even Donald Trump, you know, they planned this. It was planned. They knew it. Okay, well, they have access to everything to try to build that case. And yeah, I didn't have to turn over my records, but I knew that there's nothing incriminating in there of not only myself, but of anyone else. And I know that there was no plan that day by Donald Trump or Alex Jones or Owen Schroyer or InfoWars or anyone else other than just a peaceful rally with Donald Trump and just a peaceful day where we wanted the election results to be argued because of all the shenanigans that took place. But that's not the point. The point is they're still going through my electronic data, and so it's just going to be a status hearing today, meaning I'm just going to most likely get another court date And that will be that. And then hopefully when the other court date is there, we'll be ready to argue from both sides, and they'll have all that electronic data ready to go in discovery. So that's where the case is at today. There's probably not going to be any major updates other than just I went, status hearing, okay, same place to go. They're still looking at all my data. All right, we'll see you back here in a couple months, you know, with this and that and other things. But that's pretty much how it's going to go. So I at least wanted to give you an update on that. But again, you know, they want to make it all about, oh, this was a planned, coordinated event. Well, you know, with all the death threats and all the things that have been done to me because of it, there's been a full invasion of my life, and I've allowed it to happen because I'm totally innocent, and I'm just sticking my neck out saying I'm totally innocent. But hey, you know what? The people wanted Barabbas, so we know how this goes. Now, having said that, there's a bunch of big breaking news today. I'm sure that you were listening to the Alex Jones Show today. A lot of big breaking news there. And then Clay Clark is going to have it as well with you for the remainder of today's transmission. But I just wanted to highlight one thing that I'm seeing right now. And that's that the reinforcements are arriving. The Great Awakening or Reawakening is certainly on as the Great Reawakening Tour rolls on with Clay Clark. There's no doubt that the reinforcements are arriving, and I see it. I see it when Myra Flores wins in a big race in a special election. I see it the way Marjorie Taylor Greene just talks and handles the media. I see it in Ron DeSantis and the rise of populism. Even if it's too little too late, you know, Donald Trump's rhetoric has been strong lately, though largely ignored by the media because he's been censored everywhere. I know how that feels. So the reinforcements are arriving, but Here's the key knowledge to have. Now, quickly before I give you this, the key knowledge for today, you have to understand, my approach here is that I want to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that our worldview is accurate. So that's what I do here for 3 hours a day in a live transmission, you know, encapsulated. It's probably like 2 hours and 5 minutes when you take away the commercial breaks. And in that time that I have every day, I want to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that my worldview, your worldview, our worldview is correct and accurate. I also want to give you the intelligence so that you have that confidence and you have that information moving forward to empower yourself. That's my goal here. Now, I'm telling you that because you need to understand that while that's our approach, on the other side of the aisle, call it the American left, the Democrats, liberals, progressives, whatever you want to say, they've been set up for failure. They have been misled. They've been given a false worldview. They've been given false leaders like Obama or Joe Biden now. So they have been set up for failure. But we have to understand that that's all been part of the plan. If you look at the history of the Democrat Party and you understand the ideology of the liberal left, you know it has a finite time period. You know that it has an expiration date. We are quickly approaching that expiration date. It cannot go on forever. The ideology and logic of the liberal left cannot go on forever. It has an expiration date. We're nearing that time. The evil, corrupt, hate terror group known as the Democrat Party can't go on forever. It will be eradicated. Just like a society removes evil from its culture, from its civilization, the Democrat Party has an expiration date. So we're reaching the expiration date. But the key is to understand this. They have been set up for failure. It's all by design so that the globalists can come up as the mop-up crew and seize power and seize influence and seize control as the collapse of the establishment, which is now merged with the left. So the establishment left collapses, globalists come to take it over, seize power, and then say, oh, well, we need full totalitarian control now. Don't you see what happened when we didn't have it? So the key to understanding is that when that happens, we have to say, no, we know you're not just the mop-up crew. We know that you caused this. You're not the mop-up crew. You're the ones that did this. It'd be like if you had a serial killer in your town that was the coroner, and the coroner was running around killing people. But then, okay, you just had another event with a serial killer, and then the coroner shows up to collect the dead bodies, and the people say, no, we know you killed these people. You're the murderer. And so that's the analogy here. When the coroner comes up to pick up the dead bodies, we have to know that, no, it was the coroner that killed them. That's the globalist collapsing the left right now. And you can kind of see that ideology when you look at what's going on in Texas with the mass shooting. Okay, a police stand down clearly had nothing to do with the gun, but here we are blaming the gun, taking the gun from innocent Americans. So that's the understanding that we need to have as we see Joe Biden collapsing the American left, the Democrat Party, and therefore America. It's the globalists doing it. The Democrat Party is being set up. The left is being set up for this so that the globalists can take control afterwards. That's the key understanding for today. But I want to thank everyone again for your words of support in my January 6th defense. I'll be back in court in a month or two. Clay Clark taking over. I want to thank Clay and the crew, always doing a great job. And I will be back in studio hosting tomorrow.
I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man. But I'm not just a man. Just like you. No matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe, who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. That's why the system hates you and fears you, and that's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person, because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight. And I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer. But I can't fight this fight without you. And that's why I want you always to remember that I appreciate you and I thank you, because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's the thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting. PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com. Or simply follow the URL that is a hyperlink to preparetoday.com from preparewithalex.com. High quality storable food is now back in stock, ready to ship to you and your family. We've not sold food for 3 months because there was a wait. Now there is not a wait. Almost every other storable food distributor is completely out and will not have more food for months, if ever. And the prices are exploding. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to protect yourself and your family and not be dependent on the system. The time to be self-sufficient is now. We have the best deals on high-quality storable food and a whole spectrum of other preparedness and survival items right now at preparetoday.com. That's preparetoday.com, or simply type in preparewithalex.com, and it's a hyperlink to preparetoday.com. Get prepared now at preparetoday.com.
Dinesh D'Souza's new film, 2000 Mules, is the most important documentary in modern times because it proves how the deep state stole the 2020 election and how they're planning to steal future elections and complete our journey to basically being like Venezuela. Now, it's great that it's online. It's great that millions watch it online. But you need to have the high-quality HD DVD in your library with the expanded extras so it can't be censored in the future and so you can show it to everyone you know. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 2000 Mules today and get it discounted up to 30% off when you get it with other documentary films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, the seminal classic that predicted the Great Reset, and of course Part 1, Part 2, and now the new Part 3 of COVID Land. Get them separate, get them together, massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. But everyone needs to have 2,000 Mules in their library so the globalists can't censor it. InfoWarsStore.com to get 2,000 Mules today. There's an old Bedouin saying that's thousands of years old, and it goes like this. Trust in God, but tie up your camel. Hunter S. Thompson put it this way. Pray to God, but row away from the rocks. If your boat is going towards the rocks, pray to God that you don't get smashed on them and killed, but also try to row away. You can't just sit there like a jellyfish. And it's the same thing with our immune system. God helps those who help themselves. We have a lot of amazing products on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com, like the Ultimate Immune Support Pack, our 4 best-selling products,
together at 60% off. We have the Trifecta Special, three of the best-selling items for 50% off. And X2 sold out, so important for your immune system, back in stock for 40% off for a limited time because we have limited supplies. In fact, one of these items, we only have 2,000 bottles of. So the ultimate sale will probably be over in just a few days. Take advantage of this and boost your immune system now and protect yourself and your family at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com/show.
All right, and we're trying to fill in for Owen today. I don't know if it's ever possible to fully fill in for Owen. Owen, our prayers and thoughts are with you. I'm sorry you're going through what you're going through right now, but I'm here with Dr. Jim Meehan today. In today's show, we're going to drop 25 knowledge bombs in about a 2.5 hour window of time here. And the core question is, will the monkeypox global health emergency usher in the World Health Organization's one world government medical police state vision? And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a lot of sound clips and I'm going to get a lot of takes and tap into the expertise of today's guests. And so the first thing I want to play here for you, or I want to showcase for you folks, I'm going to go ahead and click on the screen share button. And Owen's team has been doing a great job helping me. Hopefully I don't screw this up here. But if you go here to time2freeamerica.com, again, folks, it's time2freeamerica.com. And when you go there, I'm not sure what's happening, but if you go to time2freeamerica.com and you click on the monkeypox button there at time2freeamerica.com, you can follow along there. Again, go to time2freeamerica.com and click on the monkeypox button. And when you go there, you're going to see that the Nuclear Threat Initiative, these folks at the Nuclear Threat Initiative, an organization that was funded by Bill and Melinda Gates and founded by Ted Turner, this organization said that there would be a monkeypox outbreak specifically on May 15th of 2022, and that it would crescendo into an outbreak of larger proportions on June 5th of 2022. This is something you could read yourself by going to time2freeamerica.com and you click on the monkeypox button. So I want to ask you this, Dr. Meehan.
Yeah.
What is the statistical probability of there being a monkeypox outbreak beginning on May 15th of 2022 after this organization, the Nuclear Threat Initiative, which is funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates, they prophesied, predicted, or planned, or guessed this would happen 15 months ago? What are the chances?
Well, it happening randomly, it's like 1 in 16 billion. But it's been planned from lockstep in 2010 to the event 201. They've been wargaming this stuff. They're working from a script, and here the script is playing out. Will it be monkeypox that ushers in the World Health Organization, attacking our sovereignty? I don't know if it'll be that. It's going to be something because the criminals are in charge of the countries right now.
So you're saying this was actually a planned out event?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can see it no other way. If you look at the timing of also the SPARS document, another Johns Hopkins sponsored event, Bill Gates sponsored event, they are playing from the same scripts. I mean, you look at some of the predicted infection fatality rates. It's exactly what they said it would be in those documents. And the probability is it's improbable.
Okay, so what happens is that on June 1st, Tedros of the World Health Organization, he organizes an emergency meeting to talk about the monkeypox. And for anybody out there who doesn't know who Tedros is, this is Tedros. And he says on June 1st, he says, "We're here to talk about the monkeypox. The monkeypox appears to be spreading in non-endemic countries. The monkeypox." And so he declares that there is an outbreak of some kind that is taking off. Simultaneously, China, and I encourage the show producer to look this up here, China orders their military to prepare for non-war operations. So China has ordered their military to prepare for non-war operations. I'm reading here from the Epoch Times. This is real stuff. It says, China's ruling communist regime will prepare its military to carry out sweeping actions falling short of war. In accordance with new orders delivered by the Chinese Communist Party. The order dictates that the CCP, military wing, will adopt an outline of 59 separate regulations on a trial basis, according to state-run news agency. The outline of regulations focuses on developing China's military across a suite of regional and global security interests under the guise of promoting world peace. I'd like to get your thoughts on this. So knowledge bomb number one, the nuclear threat initiative predicted the monkeypox outbreak. Two, China, which is in control of the World Health Organization, right. Bill Gates and China are in control of the World Health Organization. They're now ordering their military to prepare for non-war operations. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, so the big question in this World Health Organization kind of mobilization is who is going to be the enforcers, because there were no enforcement clauses in the recent vote and the attacks on our sovereignty. So who are going to be the enforcers? And apparently it's going to be China. China's military is going to be the enforcers of the World Health Organization policies. Is that what that is saying? That's the way I'm reading it.
So right now, so knowledge bomb number three, this just in, the World Health Organization is within hours of declaring an international public health emergency. Now make sure we understand this. Many of the countries, not every country, but many countries have gotten together and have agreed that if any country will not implement the World Health Organization's recommendations to stop the spread of a pandemic or any other type of outbreak, right. Then it's a threat to other countries. So let me role play this out. A guy in Nebraska refuses to get a COVID-19 vaccine, or he has an outbreak of monkeypox or a suspected case of monkeypox due to a falsely calibrated PCR test. He won't wear a mask. He won't quarantine. He won't isolate. He won't take a vaccine. Therefore, the World Health Organization says that the guy in Nebraska who won't comply is now a threat to China.
Right.
Does that make sense? I mean,
sense.
No, doesn't make any sense to you?
That guy's more likely to be in Tulsa, Oklahoma, by the way. His name's Jim Meehan.
So what I wanted people to do right now before we head into our first break, I encourage everybody, go right now to MeehanMD.com. That's your website. Yeah. MeehanMD.com, and put your website in your phone, because what's going to happen is when they declare the next emergency, you're going to want to have a doctor that you can trust, because we know it's going to involve a gain-of-function virus, a falsely calibrated PCR test, polymerase chain reaction test. We know it's going to happen, and you want to have a doctor you can trust. That's MeehanMD.com. Also, people keep asking me, they say, is Simone Gold still coming to the Reawaken America tour in Virginia, even though she's been sentenced to go to prison? Yes, she will be at the Reawaken America tour in Virginia Beach. People ask me, are you still going to have the Reawaken America tour, even though there's a monkeypox outbreak? Absolutely. So I encourage everybody right now, and I'm serious, right now, do not comply or America will die. We've got 700 remaining tickets for the Reawaken America tour going to Virginia Beach in July. You can get those tickets by going to time2freeamerica.com. TimeToFreeAmerica.com. We've got Eric Trump. We've got Donald J. Trump Jr., Dr. Jim Meehan, Pastor Jackson Lawmeyer. We've got Kim Clement's daughter, Donna Clement. We've got Rashid Batar, Dr. Rashid Batar. We've got Sherry Tenpenny in the house. We've had Robert F. Kennedy Jr. We have had so many great patriots. You can see the lineup, Mike Lindell included, by going to TimeToFreeAmerica.com. That's TimeToFreeAmerica.com. And if you want to request those tickets a little bit faster, you can text the number 918-851-0102. 918-851-0102. Now, you know we're trying to fill in for Owen.
Yeah.
And we can't quite ever fill the shoes. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to see if I can set a sales record to support this program and any legal fees that Owen may be experiencing. So I also encourage you, go to InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com, and I always tell people, you know, there's really no better way to celebrate the day before the monkeypox emergency declaration than by purchasing something on InfoWars and storing it until Christmas.
Those are great products.
So you want to go to InfoWarsStore.com, buy anything they have up there. They're all great products that will improve your health. They are great products that Alex Jones and Owen and the team there at InfoWars have procured. And Alex Jones and the InfoWars team, they've been right. They've been sharing the truth for a long time. So if you can support right now, buy anything at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com. And for some reason, I can't see the countdown. So I don't know if we're getting close to a break or not, but I have some other updates here for you. Next update here, again, for folks, we come back from the break. Okay, this just in, 20 seconds remaining. Again, go to time2freeamerica.com. Request your tickets to Virginia Beach and request tickets to the Reawaken America Tour in Rochester, New York. Ladies and gentlemen, get those tickets at time2freeamerica.com.
InfoWars has made history. You have made history in your support of InfoWars. And one of the biggest tools we've had to circumvent and override the censors has been Patriot Apparel, so we can identify each other, so we can spread the word, and so we can push people to websites like Infowars.com so they can understand the globalist plan and how to stop it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, 2 months ago we announced we're blowing out of all of our designs of t-shirts, some of which go back more than 25 years. All these shirts are limited edition. They are about to be history and will only exist in your closet, your drawer, or your wardrobe. So, there's only 15,000 shirts of 60-plus thousand left. In a couple weeks, they'll all be gone and they'll be history. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get one of these historic shirts, hoodies, long sleeves, ball caps, you name it, while you still can. I want to thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists are making their move. Their great reset is here. They're coming for your children. They're coming for the value of your currency. They're coming for your national sovereignty. They're coming for your very bodies with their biomedical tyranny. They're coming for your free speech. They're coming for your privacy. And ladies and gentlemen, they're coming for your right to vote and have your representative in government that you and your fellow Americans choose. The new film, the seminal film, the most important documentary ever made in my view, 2,000 Mules, is now available on DVD with expanded extras at InfoWarsStore.com. You can also get the powerful film with other documentaries discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Everyone needs this DVD in their library to show everyone you know. We have the tools to bring these criminals to justice. They're planning to run the same scams again. This film can stop them if you take action. InfoWarsStore.com. 2,000 Mules.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the last 30 months, we've witnessed the globalists hit humanity and hit humanity extremely hard. It is beyond critical that everyone listening to the sound of my voice protect yourselves and your families to the greatest extent possible, and these two new sales do that. We have the ultimate immune support, 60% off when you get these four items together. The immune support, X2, D3 gummies, and multivitamin. The immune support formula is incredible by itself. With these other three together, it is amazing. 60% off. Then the trifecta immune support, 50% off on immune support, X2, and D3 gummies. And then 40% off on X2, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, just the X2 alone is the missing link with most people. Highest quality deep earth crystal iodine, beyond critical for your immune system and your whole body. It's 40% off back in stock, but get four of the products together for 60% off.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Decoding enemy transmissions
so you get the truth. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer at band.video.
All right, for anybody just now tuning in, my name's Clay Clark. I'm the host of the Reawaken America Tour and the Thrive Time Show. I'm filling in for Owen. I can't ever quite fill in, but I'm trying, so I brought my good friend, Dr. Jim Meehan, because where there's one Meehan and one Clark, we are half a Schroyer. That's just sort of a rule we live by. So what we're talking about today is, will the monkeypox emergency usher in the World Health Organization's one world government medical police state? I know that's a mouthful, but let's talk about it for a second here. The monkeypox outbreak was prophesied or planned by the Nuclear Threat Initiative to be occurring on May 15th of 2022. And again, this was written 15 months ago.
Yeah.
And so now it's happened. And now China is ordering its military to prepare for non-war operations. Knowledge bomb number three. The World Health Organization is now nearing the declaration of an international public emergency. We are just moments away from this occurring. And what's happening right now is I think that the average American is just not even aware this is even occurring.
Right.
And so I want to move on to knowledge bomb number four. The World Health Organization just declared, I'm going to pull up this clip, and I'm going to attempt to use this fancy share technology that the great folks here have set up for us here. So I'm going to pull it up here. I'm doing it. This right here is from the World Health Organization. They are now declaring that the climate is somehow impacting us in a way that it never has before. Watch this, folks. Here we go.
Ultraviolet radiation, it's a bit tricky because you cannot see it. You cannot feel it. It's different from light that you can see. For example, from the sun, you see the light coming to Earth, so you know there is.
Recap: ultraviolet light. You can't see it and you can't feel it, but it's dangerous. Let's hit play.
Radiation. For infrared radiation, you feel it because you can feel the heat of it. But UV radiation, you cannot feel it nor see it. If you go out in the middle of the day, let's say from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., you usually have to be careful if it's a...
Okay, so Dr. Meehan, they just said that the UV rays are so dangerous now, the World Health Organization, that they're saying that we should be careful if we go outside between the hours of 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. Tedros is saying that the virus is mutating in a way that they didn't expect. And they're trying to tie in climate change with some sort of outbreak of monkeypox. I'd like to get your medical professional opinion here. What do you think? I mean, is this medically speaking, is this called jackassery or what would you call this?
Yeah, that is jackassery. That's right in the diagnostic manual for jackassery. It's like they want to deplete our vitamin D levels. That's when you're maximally going to be able to create vitamin D, which is one of the most important protections that we have against infectious disease and modulating the immune system. You know, listen, I have one concern about monkeypox.
Right.
It's not about getting it. My concern is that they're going to be vaccinating. So the people that are getting it are in general, they're a subpopulation of the homosexual groups that attend these sex orgies internationally.
Are you saying we shouldn't attend international
Definitely
sex orgies
not.
As part of, I want to be
I
clear.
I think a lot of
listeners are. Owen's got a very unique listenership here, a great audience.
Brilliant.
And this is for their friends. They're taking notes for their friends.
Yes,
okay.
For their friends.
Okay.
But yeah, you don't want to go to those events. That goes without saying. You don't want to, you don't want to rub up or have sex or get intimate with anybody that has pus-filled lesions. I taught that to my kids, starting 20 years ago. So that's covered.
Well, I'm going to get a shirt that says don't rub up against people at international sex orgies.
Here's the real problem. This is serious stuff. My real concern is that you've got that is an immunocompromised. Their immune systems are unstable. They're immunocompromised. They're going to start vaccinating these people with a smallpox vaccine. Smallpox vaccine is a live virus vaccine. So Clay, this live virus vaccine, when you start vaccinating with a live virus vaccine where there is a monkeypox-like virus, there can be recombination rescue. There's this capability of those two viruses to exchange parts to take the attenuation away from that smallpox. And so the question I have, when you know how evil this cabal is that's running the show, I have a serious concern. Are they trying to create a reemergence of smallpox in the population?
This is something I want to get out there. Okay, let's put the pieces together here. So the Nuclear Threat Initiative, an organization funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, started 21 years ago. They said there would be a monkeypox outbreak beginning specifically on May 15th of 2022.
Right.
They wrote that 15 months before. China has just they have just ordered their military to be prepared for non-war operations, whatever that means. Mm-hmm. Then the World Health Organization is now simultaneously declaring an international public health emergency. The World Health Organization just said, I'm reading this out loud. This is an actual quote. If you go outside from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., you need to be careful. And now Yuval Noah Harari, the top advisor for Klaus Schwab, Obama, Zuckerberg, Gates. This is the top advisor for Klaus Schwab, praised by Obama, Zuckerberg, and Gates. Less than 4 days ago, he came out with this via TED Talks, folks. If you go to YouTube right now and search for Yuval Noah Harari on TED Talks, YouTube, just type in Yuval Noah Harari. He just said this out loud. Listen to this.
To prevent the apocalypse, will probably need to impose some new taxes.
He just said to prevent the apocalypse, we probably need to impose some new taxes. I'm hitting
is
play.
That a threat? That sounds like a threat.
To prevent the apocalypse, we'll probably need to impose some new taxes.
I just want to, how do you even process that as knowledge bomb number five? When Yuval Noah Harari, a man who is openly gay, he rejects the God of his fathers, he's from Israel, he is a man who says humans are hackable animals, he wants to end free will, he's the top advisor for Obama, Zuckerberg, Gates, MIT, Stanford, Harvard, they love this guy. He's the guy leading the, they call him the prophet, and he is saying that to stop the apocalypse, the only way to do it is to probably impose a new tax. What are your thoughts?
Well, the way I interpreted that is either pay us or we start the apocalypse. That's kind of what this group is seems to be indicating.
Now, what we're going to do right now, so you feel kind of a threatening tone to it.
I do. That guy's threatening. He's demonic. He's lost. I don't know what, you know, how much he was abused as a child, but there's something back in his background that gives me serious concerns about anything that he says in this modern age.
Now, during the COVID-19 outbreaks and the COVID-19 lockdowns, what percentage of your patients died from COVID-19? Was it like 80%, 70%?
No, 0% of my patients died because we've had treatments.
So you've been...
We've had treatments throughout this pandemic. We've lost 700,000 lives because we mistreated patients in hospitals.
So let's follow the timeline here before we go to the break, okay? They used models that said that 2.2 million Americans would die from COVID-19, and the models were false.
That's right.
Now they have models right now saying monkeypox outbreak. It's going to get crazy.
Oh, gosh.
They're working on models right now. The World Health Organization declared today they have models on what's going to happen to climate change if we don't take immediate action to stop the apocalypse. Two, they're using PCR tests, polymerase chain reaction tests, that are falsely calibrated to inflate the number of cases. They're doing it again.
Yeah.
And three, they're saying the only way to stop it is with quarantines, isolation, mass surveillance. Vaccination. If you don't believe me, folks, type in Ring Vaccination Harvard. That's the strategy they're using. So knowledge bomb number six. This just in, Dr. Meehan. We're not going to stop. And I tell you what, I just talked to Dr. Simone Gold. She's still coming to the Reawaken America tour. Despite the monkeypox threat, we're going to Virginia Beach in July. Just under 700 tickets remaining. She'll be going to the Reawaken America tour. And then she's going to prison. She's timing it out. Mm. She's first going to the Reawaken America tour. Then she's going to prison. Are you still going to the Reawaken America tour?
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Will you
absolutely
be going to prison?
I will not be going to prison. No, I doubt Simone will either. She's also an attorney besides being a doctor. So they can't do that to her. There is no way. Only in this day and age would they even attempt.
You know, I'm starting to look at the people on the lineup, and I'm realizing if all the speakers we have are being either threatened or named by Joe Biden.
Yeah.
They're either being sued or subpoenaed. Or they're going to prison for, or they're having to appear in court for things that they shouldn't have to appear in court for. We are seeing the persecution of the patriots right now. So I encourage everybody at this very moment right now, go to time2freeamerica.com, click on the monkeypox button so you can see this document prepared by the Nuclear Threat Initiative. Put Meehan MD into your phone, M-E-E-H-A-N, Meehan MD into your phone. And I've got some free stuff. If you go to time2freeamerica.com, you can download my newest book, 100% free here. It's called The Great Reset versus The Great Reawakening. It's 100% free. You know, it's a pretty thick book. I mean, based upon the words, I mean, it's a lot of words. Stuff. Okay. But you can download this book 100% free at time2freeamerica.com. You can watch the Reawaken America Tour documentary for free by going to the shopping cart at time2freeamerica.com. And this just in, you can find jobs that don't require the COVID-19 vaccines. And the head of Pfizer has said now they want to put RNA modifying nanotechnology in all the shots. They're working on a flu. Have you heard about this? The flu monkey pump. It's a flu COVID-19 combo. And you're...
I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man, but I'm not just a man, just like you. No matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe, who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. That's why the system hates you and fears you, and that's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person, because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight, and I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer, but I can't fight this fight without you. That's why I want you to always remember that I appreciate you and I thank you, because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's the thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting.
At this point, best case scenario, is a few years of hard times for us all. And if we don't turn it around soon, then it will only get worse. But as bad as things are, we still have time to prepare. And that alone is something to be grateful for. A gravity water filter will provide you with clean, healthy water, even in the event of your taps getting shut off. And having your own food will save you from getting ensnared in government FEMA camps. And if you've already stocked up enough for your own family, you might want to consider stocking up for your neighbors. Some of your neighbors might not be prepared for what's coming, but you can help them by having an abundance of storable foods and water filtration. Whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Stock up now at preparetoday.com.
There's an old Bedouin saying that's thousands of years old, and it goes like this. Trust in God, but tie up your camel. Hunter S. Thompson put it this way. Pray to God, but row away from the rocks. If your boat is going towards the rocks, pray to God that you don't get smashed on them and killed, but also try to row away. You can't just sit there like a jellyfish. And it's the same thing with our immune system. God helps those who help themselves. We have a lot of amazing products on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com, like the Ultimate Immune Support Pack, our four best-selling products, together at 60% off. We have the Trifecta Special, three of the best-selling items for 50% off, and X2 sold out, so important for your immune system, back in stock for 40% off for a limited time because we have limited supplies. In fact, one of these items, we only have 2,000 bottles of, so the ultimate sale will probably be over in just a few days. Take advantage of this and boost your immune system now and protect yourself and your family at InfoWarsStore.com.
Dinesh D'Souza's new film, 2,000 Mules, is the most important documentary in modern times because it proves how the deep state stole the 2020 election and how they're planning to steal future elections and complete our journey to basically being like Venezuela. Now, it's great that it's online. It's great that millions watch it online. But you need to have the high-quality HD DVD in your library with the expanded extras so it can't be censored in the future and so you can show it to everyone you know. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 2,000 Mules today and get it discounted up to 30% off when you get it with other documentary films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, the seminal classic that predicted the Great Reset, and of course Part 1, Part 2, and now the new Part 3 of COVID Land. Get them separate or get them together massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. But everyone needs to have 2,000 Mules in their library so the globalists can't censor it. InfoWarsStore.com to get 2,000 Mules today.
Infowars.com/show.
InfoWars, my name is Clay Clark. I'm filling in for Owen Schroer today. I'm joined with my good friend, Dr. Rashid Batar, live in the studio. And Dr. Rashid, we're trying to unpack 25 urgent knowledge bombs here during today's show. So knowledge bomb number one, we covered the Nuclear Threat Initiative. These folks predicted, planned, or guessed 15 months ago that there would be a monkeypox outbreak beginning on May 15th of 2022. What are your thoughts, sir?
Well, Clay, one of the things that concerns me is how many of the key people that have done research regarding these specific subjects are now dead. For example, the developer of the PCR test, Dr. Kerry Mullis, died right before, about in August of 2019, just a couple months before they started using the PCR test to validate the coronavirus. With monkeypox, a very similar type of story. Dr. Mark Robert Bullard, the leading virologist that was dealing with monkeypox, had published a couple of studies, came out, and had said that due to the immunocompromised patient population, that the vaccination for monkeypox was not a viable option. And now, of course, he dies by a mysterious way of getting hit by a car while riding to work to St. Louis University. And now, of course, monkeypox is coming out. They're talking about vaccinations. But he published three different studies. One was in 2007, one was in 2012. Those two studies talked about the non-viability of vaccination for monkeypox.
And I'll tell you, folks, again, this, I'm just walking you through 25 knowledge bombs in 2 hours. Can we do it? I think we can. China's ordered their military to prepare for non-war operations, okay? Now, the World Health Organization is declaring simultaneously, they're on the verge of declaring an international emergency, folks. If you don't believe me, go to DuckDuckGo or Google right now and type in monkeypox, click on news, you're gonna see it right there. Simultaneously, the World Health Organization is saying that if you go outside between the hours of 10 a.m. and 4 p.m., you need to be careful because of climate change. Knowledge bomb number five, the Yuval Noah Harari, the top advisor for Klaus Schwab, is saying that the apocalypse is upon us and the only way to stop it is to impose new taxes. Meanwhile, they're persecuting the Patriots. Knowledge bomb number six, Simone Gold will be going to the Reawaken America tour, but then she has to go to prison for 2 months. So the question I would have for you is, what is going on? So, Dr. Batar, it looks as though right now human trials of a new hybrid flu COVID-19 vaccine are officially underway. This RNA-modifying nanotechnology that's already in the COVID-19 shots is now being combined into the flu shots. Dr. Rashid Batar, what are your thoughts, sir?
Well, I think that the entire vaccination theory and philosophy is completely devoid of how the Creator designed our bodies to work. Vaccinations are not a viable option in any shape or form, simply because they're giving vaccinations to newborn babies on the first day of the planet, and the innate immune system is not even functional. You can't even seroconvert there. So I've been in this fight with vaccinations since prior to 1998 and testified in front of Congress in 2004. I can tell you that the only thing that people need to be worried about, the only virus they need to be worried about, point blank, is the stupidity virus. Vaccination, injury, vaccine-induced injuries are the things that people need to be concerned about. The pathogens that are out there, just think logically for a second. If we needed to be worried about pathogens that we could catch, the human race would have been extinct hundreds, if not thousands, of years ago. So the vaccine-induced injury is the concern you should have. Going outside, the only thing you need to be concerned about is catching the stupidity virus. If you end up getting too close, rubbing up against, as you said, people that have abscesses or stupidity aspect. Otherwise, there's nothing to worry about.
Now, what I want to do, folks, is I want to give you voices of truth that you can find and you can trust. So, again, I encourage you, add this into your phone. Add the website, askdrbutar.com/ask into your phone. That's ask, askdrbutar.com/ask. askdrbutar.com/ask, because as we head into this monkeypox emergency, you're going to see fear porn pushed at you nonstop all the time. Now, we have here Dr. Robert Malone. He's recently joined the Reawaken America tour, and I'm not going to say that I'm a big fan of his, or nor am I not a fan of his. I don't know the man. All I know is that he's gone on Joe Rogan, he's gone on Glenn Beck, and he's explained openly that the mRNA technology that he invented is being used to implement the transhumanism agenda. Listen to this, folks. This is Dr. Robert Malone. Listen to this.
There's a report from a joint report from the government of the UK and Germany about transhumanism.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, this is one of the agendas of the World Economic Forum. That's not hidden. It's not a conspiracy. Transhumanism, and they talk about the RNA vaccines as an entry point. Kind of opening that.
Dr. Batar, people are going to timetofreeamerica.com. They're clicking on the button that says what's inside the COVID-19 vaccines, because it's almost unbelievable. But what are your thoughts about the mRNA technology inside the COVID-19 shots and now going into the flu shots?
Well, the big thing for me, Clay, is at least you know that this stuff is inside the shots, the messenger RNA technology. What's bigger concern is what they're trying to do now with our food supplies. There's already research being done to introduce the messenger RNA technology through spinach. The largest owner of farmland right now in the United States is Bill Gates, and he's talking about putting messenger RNA technology within our food supply.
You mean the same Bill Gates that funded the models that said that 2.2 million Americans would die, and the same Bill Gates that funded the nuclear threat initiative?
Yeah, the same Bill Gates who couldn't keep viruses out of his software, but he wants to try to keep viruses out of our body, yes.
Are you endorsing? Is this a Bill Gates endorsement? Is this what this is?
You know, I'm just a person that can't tolerate stupidity. I have a very low tolerance for stupidity. And Bill Gates is a smart guy, I think. He knows exactly what he's doing. But if you look at his face when he talks about keeping the viruses out of the body and has that sinister smile on his face, there's something suspicious going on. Suspect.
Now, knowledge bomb number eight, folks. Knowledge bomb number eight. The price of eggs, the price of gas, and the price of lumber is now up more than 22% everywhere. But yet the mainstream media continues to say that the inflation rate is 8.6%. Think about that for a second. We are now forced to deny what our eyes are seeing. If you fill up your car with gas, you're supposed to say, I think it only went up by 8.6%. The cost of gas in Oklahoma has doubled. The cost of eggs, the cost of lumber. And yet we are, what are your thoughts? You're an entrepreneur. You're not, and a lot of people go to draskbutar.com/ask and they go, well, you're involved in a lot of other businesses. How do you process the inflation right now and the idea that we're being told it's 8.6%?
I think that the key here is that they want to get people dependent upon the government. And if you are not dependent upon the government, you're autonomous. If they want you to take the vaccine, they want to drive the prices up as high as they can so that then they can say that, okay, if you want your government subsidy, you want to get your power, you want to get your food, you want to get your whatever, you have to now take the vaccine. The most important thing a person can do is become autonomous, become successful in whatever they're doing so that you no longer have to adhere to the mandates, these ridiculous mandates. So inflation is going to be a part, I think, of the future.
Yep.
Because they're going to drive the price up to force people to become to basically comply with what they want. And by complying, now you're becoming complicit with the whole issue.
Well, it looks like we just sold a ticket. Every time I hear, you hear the gong, someone just sold a ticket. If you're listening right now and you want to join the Reawaken America Tour and you just want to hear the gong be banged, just go to timetofreeamerica.com, request a ticket, or you can text my cell phone directly. That's my cell phone. 918-851-0102. 918-851-0102. And during the break, help support Owen. Help support Alex. Help support the InfoWars show. I'm filling in today, but I encourage you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy anything. I mean, you might say, I don't even know what this stuff is. I don't know if I need it. Folks, it's never too early to get your Christmas shopping done. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy anything during the break. I want to set some kind of sales record today. I want to make that gong bang. And also, folks, I encourage you, go to timetofreeamerica.com and request your ticket to the Reawaken America Tour, because if it weren't for voices like yours, which, by the way, how many people did you have on YouTube before they kicked you off of YouTube?
It was in the millions.
Yeah, I mean, so the voices you hear at the Reawaken America Tour are the voices that are being silenced. Dr. Simone Gold, Dr. Buttar, Dr. Meehan, Sidney Powell, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., General Flynn, Mike Lindell, Eric Trump, Donald J. Trump Jr., they're all going to be there, and you can name your price. So I can't underscore enough how passionate I am for you to not comply. And by the way, I don't know if you saw this, folks, Joe Biden said he needs more money for the next pandemic. Now, how would he know there's the next pandemic? Is he omniscient? Is he omnipresent? Is he all-knowing? Is he even smart? Does he even know he's there?
He's got a crystal ball that's the same as Fauci's, who could predict that was going to be the next pandemic during the Trump cycle in 2017 in George Washington University. So they have these crystal balls that they can tell the future. It's amazing.
When we come back from the break, folks, we're going to be talking about the World Health Organization convening an emergency committee monkeypox meeting. But I encourage you, right, folks, go to Google or DuckDuckGo right now and type in monkeypox emergency committee meeting. Type it in, monkeypox emergency committee meeting. Because if they declare it's an emergency, now they have their new powers. And guess who controls the World Health Organization? That's China. And what's China doing? They are reorganizing their military to conduct non-war operations. I'm telling you, we are living through a wild time to be alive. Some call it exciting. Some call it terrifying. I call it the time that we're alive. But I encourage everybody during the break, look that up there. And again, folks, if you go to timetofreeamerica.com and you click on the monkeypox button, you can download the document written there by the Nuclear Threat Initiative. What are the chances that the Nuclear Threat Initiative guessed that the monkeypox outbreak would begin on May 15th of 2022?
The modus operandi, once you understand it, it's not surprising at all. It's very predictable that they could predict this because they planned it.
You're not shocked by this at all?
Not at all.
I'm just mind blown. And I feel like if it wasn't for shows like this, people would have no idea what is going on. Again, it's called the Nuclear Threat Initiative. Folks, check it out at timetofreeamerica.com. That's timetofreeamerica.com.
Freeworldoutlet.com. That is a very important URL for InfoWars supporters that want to get great products and save massively. Freeworldoutlet.com is an amazing organization that we have partnered with, who is helping us purchase more product into the future so they can sell our products at a greater discount than you'll normally find at InfoWarsStore.com. Freeworldoutlet.com is amazing. We're partnered with them. And things like DNA Force Plus that have been sold out at InfoWars Store is available there. Things like X2 being sold at full price, 40% off at freeworldoutlet.com and so much more. Here's some of the others. Knockout Sleep Support, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, 50% off. Ultimate Bone Broth, 50% off. And so many other specials you won't find anywhere else but freeworldoutlet.com. Freeworldoutlet.com, and keep InfoWars in the air while getting great products.
Experience the next level in high-powered energy nootropics with our latest Brain Force offering, Brain Force Ultra. Now it is easier than ever to take in the new liquid form with 8 beneficial super ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is the result of years of enhanced formulation. Free of toxic additives, each ingredient is specifically selected for its many key properties. Some of the proprietary super ingredients behind Brain Force Ultra include guarana seed, which is loaded with energy compounds and antioxidants that have been used by Amazonian tribes for centuries. Alpha GPC, a natural compound found in the brain that delivers an essential nutrient, choline. And ginkgo leaf, which is also known for its exceptional antioxidant content. This product is more than twice the servings of our Brain Force Plus as well, so you know it's packed full of the good stuff. Destroy that brain fog today and secure your bottle of Brain Force Ultra before it is completely sold out at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The FDA unanimously voted to authorize both the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccines for children as young as 6 months old. And the CDC joyfully recommends that every child get one.
I know many parents with very young children have been anticipating this day. We now know, based on rigorous scientific review, that the vaccines available here in the United States can be used safely and effectively in children under 5. Vaccinating young children is a critical opportunity to protect them against hospitalization and death from COVID-19. Parents, I strongly encourage you to get your children vaccinated.
The Pfizer and Moderna vaccines involve the radical new mRNA technology that we now know is spreading throughout the entire body and altering the person's DNA. Thousands of medical doctors have been speaking out about this, including one of the inventors of mRNA technology. Several nations have suspended these vaccines due to serious injuries and deaths. And yet, we are still being lied to by our own government, who wants us to sacrifice our youngest children.
My name is Dr. Ashish Jha, and I am the White House COVID-19 Response Coordinator. I have some really exciting news. The FDA and the CDC just authorized vaccines for kids under 5. These vaccines are incredibly safe. They work to prevent serious illness. That's why I have gotten all 3 of my children vaccinated. And now if you're a parent of a kid under 5, it's a great time to go out and get your child protected. Get them vaccinated.
The White House's official doctor has claimed that these vaccines are incredibly safe, which we know is a lie. There are more deadly side effects attributed to the COVID-19 vaccines than with any other vaccine in history. From severe allergic reactions to full-blown AIDS and sudden death. There is a well-documented risk of myocarditis in young men and adolescent boys, and severe blood clotting in young women. We have seen a massive increase in heart attacks and paralysis. The vaccinated keep getting sick, and it's now officially being reported that the more vaccinated you are, the more likely you are to get sick. We now know to expect late onset effects from these vaccines, such as adverse immune response to infection, neurological disorders, autoimmune disease, and pregnancy-related problems. The vaccine was suspended in over a dozen countries because of massive blood clots. The UK reports a 500,000 deaths of the vaccinated, while the US is seeing a 20% increase in deaths and a 10% increase in disability. And even Pfizer has admitted in their own documents that these vaccines are causing just about every possible negative side effect imaginable. And our government wants every child in America to get these shots. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
I am a worldly person, meaning I like going to ball games. I like going to concerts. I like going to play golf. I like going out to dinner. I like the metropolitan life. I like everything that comes with this. But see, I have the survival instinct that is to get the hell out of Democrat-run cities, get the hell out of major metropolitan areas, because unless we change course soon, it's all crashing down. Is it time to just move out to the woods? Just time to go get a piece of property in the woods? And just get off grid? Just get the emergency food supplies? Just live off the land? That's the survival instinct. But see, the worldly part of me, that's still probably the majority part of me, says no. Stay in the city. The survival instinct says, get the hell out of anywhere that ever notioned that you need to get a vaccine or a mask. That's the internal struggle that my guess is a lot of you in the audience are facing as well. But you can at least have some comfort if you have the emergency food supplies. And so we have the best ones at InfoWarsStore.com.
I don't care if you work in a cafeteria or pump gas or whether you're a farmer, a rancher, a doctor, a lawyer, or a millionaire. Fortune and Money Magazine have all done these profiles. You see it every year. 30 different tax returns, 30 different answers. 50 different tax returns, 50 different answers. And almost all of them just screw you over, especially the big firms and the big tax groups, because they're part of the system and they don't want the general public understanding this and knowing this. So it's a very important situation with inflation and all the things out there hurting everybody to be able to do things tax-wise that's legal and lawful that allows you to keep more of your money. We wouldn't even be here if I hadn't gotten great tax advice in the last few years. The only way you fail is not writing down the URL, JonesTaxRelief.com, one word, JonesTaxRelief.com, or call 833-900-4285, 833-900-4285.
Filling in for Owen Schroyer here on the War Room, and I'm joined with Pastor Jackson Lawmeyer. And I believe, Pastor Jackson Lawmeyer, you are not a member of Antifa, but I didn't get a chance to thoroughly vet you. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
No, seriously, I met you because you were one of the few pastors, I'm ashamed to say, one of the few pastors in Tulsa, Oklahoma, that refused to lock down your church amidst the COVID-19 lockdowns. And you can see it happening right now. I'm showing you the articles off to my right. The World Health Organization is just moments away from declaring an emergency, and they're saying now that climate change is exacerbating the spread of diseases like monkeypox. How do you process this? Are you going to be shutting down your church, quarantining, curfewing, forcing vaccination, wearing 2 to 7 masks? Are you going to be, what are your thoughts?
I don't think so. You know, in 2020, we stayed open. We threatened to sue the city over the mask mandate. And then, you know, since then, we've signed a lot of COVID-19 religious exemption forms. And Clay, you were there two Sundays ago when I told the church, if there is a national lockdown at Sheridan here in Tulsa, Sheridan Church, we will actually have church every single night of the week for as long as there is a national lockdown. That's the move at our church.
Now, the thing I struggle, I'm just maybe it's just the way you're saying it. I'm having a hard time getting this. We live in this very politically correct world. But you say if there's a national lockdown, you're going to have church every day. What do you mean by that?
It's called revival. You know, they can have a lockdown. We'll have revival at Sheridan and Tulsa every night of the week. I got a lot of pastors that are friends, a lot of preachers that are friends. We'll do it every single night for as long as a national lockdown is in place.
Now, I'm going to play some audio clips. This is kind of a fun part of the show where I'm going to play audio clips. You're not going to know what clip I'm going to play, and you're going to have a great time responding to it, okay?
Sounds good.
So this first audio clip, it features the World Health Organization. They're getting on the microphone, and they're talking about monkeypox in a way that is bizarre. It's Maria Van Kerkhove, and she's saying, now that we're mixing again, new viruses are starting to spread. Listen to her. Here we go.
Because we are mixing again, because we are coming back in contact with one another, there are a lot of other pathogens that are circulating. Influenza, RSV. We are now seeing monkeypox circulating in countries that had never dealt with monkeypox before. This is the start of seeing some of this mix. That's not to scare you. Hmm. What we're trying to say is we need systems in place that can deal with this. Oh. So surveillance is important for us to analyze and understand, but it's also important for care. So what we want to see are public health systems that are based on surveillance and testing, but actually linked to some kind of an action. What does it mean for you out there? If you get a test for test's sake is useless, but what will you do with it? Will you receive the appropriate care that you need? Will you receive the antivirals that may be required for you?
Will you receive the antivirals that may be required? They need more surveillance. What are your thoughts on our new, it's Deborah Birx.
She's the new one.
2.0. She's out there virtually every day on the World Health Organization YouTube channel. She's saying, because we are mixing again, there's a lot of other pathogens that are circulating. Maria van de Kerkhove, what are your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are whatever she says, we should probably do the exact opposite of. Pretty simple.
Okay, fine. If you want to do these short, quippy answers that make sense, you're going to make me go through these knowledge bombs.
We'll get banned on the internet, right?
Okay, so now we're going to Virginia Beach, the Reawaken America Tour in July. Dr. Rashid Batar is still going to be there. Dr. Dave Martin's still going to be there. We've got Dr. Malone now RSVPing on the tour. We got Donald J. Trump Jr. You have Eric Trump's going to be there. You got Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. You got Dr. Judy Mikovits. We have 84 confirmed speakers.
Oh, yeah, General Flynn.
You got Sean Foyt in the house. You got General Flynn. You got Mike Lindell. The question is, are you going to show up or are you going to stay home and hide from the virus?
I will be there. We're going to have a great time. And I can tell you, every Reawaken America tour is different, but each time it gets better and better and better.
You're a pastor and you certainly don't put yourself out as a doctor. But when you hear the following audio clip, I want to get your take on this. This is Dr. Michael Ryan of the World Health Organization. This is a man who's always sweaty. He's always ready. And I want to make sure people understand this. This guy looks like he, you know, it's almost like someone told him, like Tedros said, Dr. Michael Ryan, he says, Dr. Ryan, we're going to be discussing the monkeypox in 2 hours, so please shower. And he's like, I got it, man. I'll do it. And then he plays like very interactive, very aggressive dodgeball up until about 18 minutes before the press conference.
Okay.
And Tedros is lighting him up saying, Dr. Ryan, calling Dr. Ryan, you need to be here. We got the press conference. We're going to talk about the monkeypox. Come on, Dr. Ryan. He's like, I got it. He hops in the shower, but he doesn't quite get fresh.
Mm-hmm.
And he's still got that sweat going.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then he shows up, and this is what he says. The press conference was 50 minutes long. He only gets to speak for four minutes because he's probably been benched by Tedros. But Tedros is like, okay, come on in here, Michael Ryan. Let's have a word. Listen to what he says. I want to get your thoughts on this.
This is not about stealing sovereignty from countries. This is about countries coming together to solve problems together. We've seen the climate change.
He says this is not about stealing sovereignty. This is about countries working together. Let me play the other. During 4 minutes, he said these things. He had 4 minutes. Listen to this.
And there is no question of any loss of sovereignty or any play by global powers to take over the world. This is not what this is about. This is about finding the necessary level of agreement to protect all of our communities in the future.
What are your thoughts on that? We hear Dr. Michael Ryan, who's always sweaty and always ready. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I don't think I buy anything that he's selling, given that the World Health Organization is completely owned and funded and operated by the Communist Chinese Party, which absolutely hates the United States of America. This is about taking away sovereignty, which Joe Biden gave away to the World Health Organization just a few weeks ago.
So let's talk about this. The World Health Pandemic Treaty. This is something they're working on. The World Health, you're going to hear more about this, folks. I encourage everyone to look it up on DuckDuckGo or Google here, okay? This is very important. It's called the World Health Pandemic Treaty. You need to save that, look it up. World Health Pandemic Treaty. They're trying to move to a place in space where all these countries agree that if any country will not comply with the World Health Organization's recommendations, they are then a threat to other countries.
Yep.
That's going to be the discussion, okay? That's the argument they're making. You're seeing it happen right now. And people are looking for voices they can trust. What is your website? Because you've been signing COVID-19 vaccine religious exemptions. How many have you signed so far?
So on September the 9th, former Vice President Joe Biden made that declaration of war against the American people when he said, you'll either take this jab or you'll lose your job. So starting on September the 10th, I began signing religious exemption forms. And since September the 10th, I have actually signed over 55,000 COVID-19 religious exemptions. 55,000.
And you're a pastor?
That's a lot of
you
them.
You can't
That's
lie. A lot. Are you left-handed?
Right-handed. Right-handed.
Yeah, carpal tunnel.
Sign a lot of them over, you know, a 9-month period of time. And, if they need one, if somebody's out there who needs one, then go to JacksonLallmeyer.com. JacksonLallmeyer.com. And, they can download the free COVID-19 religious exemption form.
Now, the CEO of Pfizer spoke with Klaus Schwab at the World Economic Forum about the COVID-19 shots and the future of flu vaccines in general. Listen to what he has to say here.
With mRNA. And the good thing after the success of COVID, it is that right now you have a substantial wave of companies, biotechs and big pharmas, that are working on mRNA. A lot. And they are working on multiple applications of mRNA. So I think the first things that I'm hopeful to see, it is other vaccines other than COVID, a flu vaccine with mRNA.
He's talking about putting the mRNA technology in the flu vaccines. Will you be signing a monkeypox vaccine religious exemption?
Absolutely. Absolutely. JacksonLallmeyer.com.
And you're running for office, I believe, Tuesday is the day that Oklahoma has to get out there and vote for you.
U.S. Senate against James Lankford, who is funded by the man we just heard speak, the man who runs Pfizer. Pfizer funds Lankford like it's nobody's business. U.S. Senate primary in the state of Oklahoma, Tuesday, June the 28th.
Where can we see where you stand versus Senator James Lankford? Where can I see
that? So people can go to realjameslankford.com. Realjameslankford.com has his record there. It's a very, very dismal record, which is why I've been endorsed by General Flynn and Roger Stone, Mike Lindell, Sebastian Gorka, and America's Mayor Rudy Giuliani.
And folks, just because I endorse Pastor Jackson Lallmeyer doesn't mean that you shouldn't vote for him. So check him out here. What's your website there? What's the website?
JacksonLallmeyer.com.
JacksonLallmeyer.com. Now, folks, we're going to go to the break, but before we go to the break, I want to give you some free stuff. Some free stuff. Again, one, if you're looking for a COVID-19 vaccine religious exemption, go to JacksonLallmeyer.com. Two, if you want to watch the Reawaken America Tour documentary, this documentary was produced by the only people who made the President Trump had a documentary called The Trump I Know.
Yep.
The only documentary team he allowed into the White House was Matt and Joy Thayer. And they shot the Reawaken America Tour documentary. And you can watch it for free at time2freeamerica.com. You just go to the shopping cart. You can watch it there for free. If you want to donate, great. If you watch it and you say, I don't want to donate, that's great too. Also, if you want to go right now, folks, you want to download the new book, their Reawaken America. This is called the Great Reset versus the Great Reawakening. The Great Reset versus the Great Reawakening. You can download this 100% free right now at time2freeamerica.com. That's time2freeamerica.com. And right now we have just under 700 tickets remaining for the Reawaken America tour in Virginia Beach, baby. I'm telling you, you got to get your tickets so you can name your price. Pastor Jackson, why would we let people name their price?
Because we want everybody exposed to the truth, because it's a truth that sets people free.
And again, you can get those tickets at time2freeamerica.com. That's time2freeamerica.com. I'm Clay Clark reminding you, you smell terrific. We'll be back after the break.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the last 30 months, we've witnessed the globalists hit humanity and hit humanity extremely hard. It is beyond critical that everyone listening to the sound of my voice protect yourselves and your families to the greatest extent possible. And these two new sales do that. We have the ultimate immune support, 60% off when you get these four items together. The immune support, X2, D3 gummies, and multivitamin. The immune support formula is incredible by itself. These other three together, it is amazing. 60% off. Then the trifecta immune support, 50% off on immune support, X2, and D3 gummies. And then 40% off on X2, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, just the X2 alone is the missing link with most people. Highest quality deep breath crystal iodine, beyond critical for your immune system and your whole body. It's 40% off, back in stock, but get four of the products together for 60% off. I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man. But I'm not just a man. Just like you. No matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe, who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. And that's why the system hates you and fears you, and that's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person. Because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight. And I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer. But I can't fight this fight without you. That's why I want you to always remember that I appreciate you and I thank you, because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's the thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting.
I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on air 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
Dinesh D'Souza's new film, 2000 Mules, is the most important documentary in modern times because it proves how the deep state stole the 2020 election and how they're planning to steal future elections and complete our journey to basically being like Venezuela. Now, it's great that it's online. It's great that millions watch it online. But you need to have the high-quality HD DVD in your library with the expanded extras so it can't be censored in the future and so you can show it to everyone you know. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 2,000 Mules today and get it discounted up to 30% off when you get it with other documentary films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, the seminal classic that predicted the Great Reset, and of course Part 1, Part 2, and now the new Part 3 of COVID Land. Get them separate or get them together, massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. But everyone needs to have 2,000 Mules in their library so the globalists can't censor it. InfoWarsStore.com to get 2,000 Mules today.
InfoWars.com/show.
And I think we're back. I see the counter. It's counting down. It tells us how much time we have. I think we're back. If we're not back in the War Room studio, folks, let me know. Folks, we're trying to fill in here today for Owen Schroyer, who's, by the way, a legend. He's been fighting for the truth for a long time.
God bless.
He loves this country. And Owen is absolutely a person whose shoes you can't possibly fill in for. But we're trying.
Yeah.
So to my right, I'm joined with Dr. Jim Meehan. Dr. Jim Meehan, we're asking the question today, will the monkeypox outbreak usher in the global health tyrannical takeover? Is that what's going to happen? So let me hit play here on clip two. This will be clip 261. I'm hitting play here. Listen to this audio clip. This is Yuval Noah Harari. Again, Yuval Noah Harari. And for everybody out there who doesn't know who Yuval Noah Harari is, this is Klaus Schwab. And Klaus Schwab is the head of the World Economic Forum. He's the one who famously said, the difference of the fourth industrial revolution is it doesn't so much change what you do for a living as much as it changes you if you take the genetic attitude. But he has a hairless cat.
Master.
He has a hairless cat by the name of Mr. Bigglesworth.
Hairless cat.
So you've all known Harari. Look at him, Mr. Bigglesworth. This is the hairless cat. And I don't even know what the relationship between these two guys looks like. But you've all, I mean, I don't even know what this is. I don't know. I don't want to think about it, but just for a second, think about it. What is this relationship like?
Yeah.
Because you've all known Harari. He came out of nowhere. He was endorsed by Barack Obama. He sold 40 million books, and he's now viewed as the prophet. He's the lead advisor for Obama, Zuckerberg, and Gates. So let me hit play here. This is Yuval Noah Harari, and I just want to see if you can break down what he's trying to say. Here we go. The hairless cat, Mr. Bigglesworth. This here he is.
The most obvious front is healthcare. I mean, think of the kind of healthcare you could provide to people if you really know what is happening every moment inside their bodies and inside their brains. Now, would you like to give it up? Because you're afraid of the other things that this kind of information might make possible.
The big battle in this regard in the 21st century will be between privacy and health. And health will win. Most people will be willing to give up their privacy, in exchange for much better healthcare based on 24 hours monitoring of what's happening inside their bodies. I guess very soon people will walk around with biometric sensors on or even inside their bodies and will allow Google or Facebook or the Chinese government or whoever to constantly monitor what's happening inside my body. Most people, especially...
Okay, what are your thoughts on Yuval Noah Harari, his statements here where he's saying that people will give up their privacy in exchange for... better health care. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a very dangerous slippery slope. Once, you know, he presents it like, yeah, we could learn so much and we have this health care that we could give you. Well, you know, the medical system has failed. What is the medical system going to do? They're going to, you know, it's just going to give them the ability to give you more psychotropic drugs. It's the other problem with this kind of technology is it's a two-way street. If they can read from the, you know, from under your skin, they can also transmit. They can do things that, and I don't trust this group. This cabal is beyond trusting.
Oh, come on. Why don't you trust Klaus Schwab?
Yeah. I mean,
he said you'll own nothing and you'll be happy.
That's a great reason right there.
Why don't you?
When they put that stuff right out in front for everybody to see, these are Malthusians. These are people that believe that the world is overpopulated and they need, you know, fewer humans. They think we're useless eaters. I don't want to have anything to do with these people. Anything they come up with, I'm standing away from.
Just because he says that he wants to turn us into a place and space where we own nothing and we're happy.
And we're hackable animals.
Just because they say we're hackable animals. Mm-hmm. Just because Yuval Noah Harari says he wants to end free will. Just because he says Jesus is fake news. Just because he says he can offer people eternal life. Just because
he wants
to change the laws and the time. Just because he wants to ban the eating of meat. There's no reason to be concerned, right? I mean, let's move on to our next clip.
All of those are great reasons to be concerned.
This is clip 251 here, folks. Now, the World Economic Forum may continue to press for every single person to put a vaccine inside their body. And Dr. Jane Ruby is joining us on the Reawaken America Tour July here at Virginia Beach. And this is her on the Stu Peters Show. Listen to this, folks.
I just can't ring the bell loud enough. We have so much evidence of the toxicity and the poison and what we believe is the end game to damage the human genetic family forever. And
you hear her talking about this, and she's actually done research where they've looked at the dead bodies of people that have passed away recently.
Right.
And inside the bodies of people that took the RNA-modifying nanotechnology COVID-19 vaccines, there are these monstrous blood clots that look like crustaceans.
Yeah.
Now, when I see these, part of me wants to, go hit my head against a gong.
Right.
Part of me wants to go taser myself. How should we even process these nasty looking blood clots that are showing up in the bodies of those who've taken the RNA modifying nanotechnology shots?
Well, we have to, it's another piece of the evidence that says we just don't know enough about what these things can do. We don't know enough about what's in them. I mean, when 35 independent labs have determined that there's astronomical levels of graphene oxide and ingredients that are nowhere listed in any list of ingredients for these vaccines. When we have this many unknowns in a mRNA technology that's never been released in humans before, I mean, we have to stop and say, you cannot experiment on the human population. The experiment has failed. The vaccines have failed. The only thing that's succeeding is the propaganda and this mass formation psychosis that is, you know, causing so many people to ridiculously want to get this vaccine or get it for their children, for goodness sake. Children that are at 0.0005% chance of dying. And we want to give them a vaccine that will increase the risk of myocarditis 6 times that didn't work during the trials. My goodness, people, you should have seen the FDA Virbac meeting where they approved this nonsense. It was fraudulent science at its highest level, like nothing I've ever seen before.
Now, Tedros is now, folks, I encourage everybody look this up right now. Look up HR 666. HR 666. Look it up. Folks, I'm going to give you a minute. I'm going to look it up too here. Okay. Now, again, this is kind of a thing where if you, you know, picked a – you might have picked a bad day to quit huffing glue here when you read this, okay? This is H.R. 666.
Airplane, 1977.
It reads, it says, this bill establishes within the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention a National Center on Anti-Racism and Health and Law Enforcement. This is pre-crime legislation. Oh, and Tedros is now talking about how mental health is the new crisis. Listen to Tedros.
COVID-19 has underscored the intimate links between mental and physical health. On average, countries spend around 2%.
And he goes on explaining how mental health is a crisis, and you've all, I'll play some clips when we come back. He's talking about how they have new technology that allows them to tell whether you're a racist or not.
Oh my gosh.
New technology.
Mental health is in crisis because this cabal has been terrorizing the population for 2 years.
Well, let's do this here. Hey, Carter, are you there? Carter? Okay, well, I'm going to get Carter here. I'm going to go right now, folks. I'm going to go at this moment during the break. I have enough time. We're going to go, Carter, right now to InfoWarsStore.com. And we're going to buy something. So get out my credit card, Reawaken America Tour. Let's buy something. I'm not sure what they're selling right now, but we probably need it. Let's find a way to improve our immune system. Let's find a way to support America. Let's get a limited edition shirt because Owen Schroyer's been in the fight for a long, long time. And right now the legal bills are mounting because the InfoWars folks will not stop sharing the truth. Let's buy something right now, folks. Everybody go there right now, InfoWarsStore.com. Get those final 700 remaining tickets for the Reawaken America Tour of Virginia Beach at time2freeamerica.com. You can name your price. Stay tuned. We'll be back after the break.
There's an old Bedouin saying that's thousands of years old, and it goes like this. Trust in God, but tie up your camel. Hunter S. Thompson put it this way. Pray to God, but row away from the rocks. If your boat is going towards the rocks, pray to God that you don't get smashed on them and killed, but also try to row away. You can't just sit there like a jellyfish. And it's the same thing with our immune system. God helps those who help themselves. We have a lot of amazing products on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com, like the Ultimate Immune Support Pack, our four best-selling products, together at 60% off. We have the Trifecta Special, three of the best-selling items for 50% off, and X2 sold out, so important for your immune system, back in stock for 40% off for a limited time because we have limited supplies. In fact, one of these items, we only have 2,000 bottles of, so the ultimate sale will probably be over in just a few days. Take advantage of this and boost your immune system now and protect yourself and your family at InfoWarsStore.com.
Prepare today. .com. PrepareToday.com or simply follow the URL that is a hyperlink to PrepareToday.com from PrepareWithAlex.com. High quality storable food is now back in stock, ready to ship to you and your family. We've not sold food for 3 months because there was a wait. Now there is not a wait. Almost every other storable food distributor is completely out and will not have more food for months, if ever. And the prices are exploding. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to protect yourself and your family and not be dependent on the system. The time to be self-sufficient is now. We have the best deals on high-quality storable food and a whole spectrum of other preparedness and survival items right now at PrepareToday.com. That's PrepareToday.com or simply type in PrepareWithAlex.com and it's a hyperlink to PrepareToday.com. Get prepared now at PrepareToday.com.
So I did it. I signed up for the Austin Marathon. I've been training, probably not as much as I should be, but thank goodness for prayer and thank goodness for InfoWarsStore.com. Before I set out on a run, I throw down some Turbo Force to give me that energy I need to get going. You know, besides the energy, Turbo Force, it is giving me the vitamins I need, like vitamin C to keep me healthy and the essential B vitamins, plus the amino acids for sustained energy, giving me the best chance at getting through the training. And then every day now, I'm taking Dr. Jones Soreless. I have bad joints. Thanks, Mom. So this is great for giving my joints the extra support they need right now, plus inflammation support and extra flexibility. The quick-release capsules help me recover fast so I can get back to the training. Even if you're not crazy enough to take on a marathon, good news, Turbo Force, that can still give you the energy and clarity you need for every day, and Soreless can keep you moving and feeling great at any age.
I don't care if you work in a cafeteria or pump gas or whether you're a farmer, a rancher, a doctor, a lawyer, or a millionaire. Fortune and Money Magazine have all done these profiles. You see it every year. 30 different tax returns, 30 different answers. 50 different tax returns, 50 different answers. And almost all of them just screw you over, especially the big firms and the big tax groups, because they're part of the system and they don't want the general public understanding this and knowing this. So it's a very important situation with inflation and all the things out there hurting everybody to be able to do things tax-wise that's legal and lawful that allows you to keep more of your money. We wouldn't even be here if I hadn't gotten great tax advice in the last few years. The only way you fail is not writing down the URL, JonesTaxRelief.com, one word, JonesTaxRelief.com, or call 833-900-4285, 833-900-4285.
The War Room, Infowars.com/show.
Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
joke liberals. And I'm filling in today for Owen Schroeder. It's not that anybody can, but I'm trying. And I'm joined here with my good friend, Dr. Rashid Batar. And Dr. Rashid Batar, as we're dropping 25 knowledge bombs on today's show, the World Health Organization is now saying that they believe that COVID-19 has somehow, they're now, Tedros from the World Health Organization is now saying he believes that COVID-19 is exacerbating the mental health crisis. Let me hit play here. Here we go.
COVID-19 has underscored the intimate links between mental and physical health. On average, countries spend around 2% of their health budget on mental health. And in some countries, there are as few as 2 mental health workers for every.
And he goes on explaining that he believes that there is a mental health crisis facing the world. And if you look right now, folks, there's legislation called H.R. 6666, which would make it possible to arrest people or to detain people or to re-educate people based upon their thought crimes. This is a real thing. It's called H.R. 6666. And now listen to Yuval Noah Harari. This is what Yuval Noah Harari, the top advisor for Klaus Schwab, a man praised by Obama, Zuckerberg, and Gates. Listen to what he has to say here. Here we go.
Even people who think that they are not racist, even people who think that they are not homophobic, we now have technological tests that you can really see the level of your racism or the level of your misogyny or whatever.
Okay, what are your thoughts, Dr. Rashid Batar, on Yuval Noah Harari, Tedros? We can just kind of unpack it. Harari, Tedros, thought crime. I'd love to get your thoughts on what you're seeing here.
Well, the first thing is that what he said, what Tedros said about the mental health crisis, I agree with that. There is a mental health crisis, but it's an induced, intentional mental health crisis that's been created by the same people that are creating this entire charade. They want people to be scared because fear is what powers them. It is not the virus that we need to be scared of. It is the fact that we are losing our autonomy and losing our ability to think. I mean, when you start thinking logically, humans are herd animals. They want to be together. They want to be able to associate. This is part and parcel of development, normal development. With the COVID crisis, with the way they created it, they separated people. This is an old concept, right? Conquer and divide. They divided people, kept them in homes, caused rift between the family unit, friends, brother against sister, mom against dad, creating this rift. So there is a mental health crisis, no doubt about it, but it's not caused by COVID. It's caused by the COVID mandates. As far as Noah Harari.
Yeah, you've all Noah Harari. What are your thoughts on just his idea that there's technology that exists that can determine whether you're a racist, even if you don't believe you are?
You know, our thoughts are our own private thoughts. It's always been like that. There's a reason that we can't read other people's minds, or at least I think that privacy is an important thing. Autonomy is an important thing. And to try to bring in artificial intelligence to start to create whatever algorithms that they're using to then decipher what a person's thinking, your thoughts are your own. They're your own intimate aspect. This comes down to the fundamental part of our Constitution, right? The freedom of religion.
Yeah.
Our thought processes of what we believe, that's our own personal thing. Why is this guy trying to impose on that? I think that when you look at this situation, Clay, it's very evident that this is something not of pure, of light, of good. This is coming from a place of darkness, a place of evil.
Now, Yuval Noah Harari, he keeps talking out loud about the plans of the elite. I'm going to play this next audio clip. Yuval Noah Harari is talking about how we may just get to a place in time where the elite are going to wipe the rest of humanity off the earth. Listen to this. Here we go.
You have a small elite that pushes things in its own interests, even if it doesn't benefit the vast majority of the population. This has happened so many times previously in history, and it's probably going to happen again. Mm. One of the biggest dangers to the planet today is this technological utopia, because probably for the elite it will work. If bad comes to worse, then when the flood comes, the scientists will build a Noah's Ark for the elite, leaving the rest to drown. The rest of the people and the rest of the equipment.
How do you process just hearing these words stated by a man who's celebrated by Obama, Zuckerberg, Gates? I mean, you are a guy who's well known and respected for your medical research, but you're also a very successful entrepreneur. How do you process this?
They're creating the problem and then they're trying to create the solution, the counter to entrepreneurship. But what's interesting is he's blatant. He's coming out and saying exactly what their intention, the plan is. And I was not a person – my second degree in college is theology. I studied religion in college.
Right? I did not know that.
Yes, actually. It's my second degree.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. When you start looking at the monotheistic religions and they start looking at the concept of Satan, Lucifer, evil, I've never really paid attention to that. One of my favorite books is by Napoleon Hill, Interview with the Devil.
It's a Outwitting the Devil.
Outwitting the Devil. Yeah. It's a beautiful book. I love it.
Yeah.
And what you learn in that book is that the devil really has no power. The only power the devil actually has is the induction of fear that that the devil induces in you. And then we as humans, our own drifting is what's really evil. Now, when you listen to this guy talking, it's very intentional. It's very purposeful. He's very specific. And that seems to be a characteristic of that dark side. They have to do it openly because they don't have any power. They have to lead you into the wrong direction, and then you willingly go in.
Now, I want to bring this up real quick here. You have a website called AskDrButar.com. Ask, AskDrButtar.com/ask. Again, folks, write that down. It's AskDrButtar.com/ask. If you're out there today and you're trying to live more intentionally, I think you're a great resource for that. You're absolutely a wonderful resource for that. And I want to just bring up some ideas that I think are going to be mind-blowing for somebody out there. In 1971, the following six things happened. Everybody take notes. Here we go. In 1971, America got off the gold standard per the recommendation of Henry Kissinger. What? Yes, America got off the gold standard in 1971 per the recommendation of Henry Kissinger. In 1971, the World Economic Forum was founded by this guy, Klaus Schwab, per the recommendation of Henry Kissinger. In 1971, the Epcot Center was created. Disney. What? In 1971, the Pope completed his snakehead building, a.k.a. the audience hall. What? What am I saying? In 1971, Rules for Radicals. That book was written which allows people to win nonsensical arguments with emotion. Six. In 1971, the systemic abortions, the systemic sacrifice of babies to Baal began in 1971. In 1971, here's a bonus fry, the Dark Side comic series was released, which prophesied eliminating free will and killing hope by putting RNA-modifying nanotechnology inside humans. All in 1971. And here we are. It's a 50-year plan, and we're living through it. And these are devilish, diligent people. They're very intentional. So, Dr. Rashid, I'm seeing the dark side be very intentional. For 50 years, they've been marching towards this moment. How should the people of light, the people of Christ, the people that love freedom, the people that love free will, the people of all different faiths and backgrounds that believe in free will, freedom, faith and freedom, the power of prayer, how should they be processing this fear just being shoved in our face?
Very, very easy, and it's a great question. One of the videos that we put out, Dr. Bruce Lipton and myself put out a video, non-political, non-medical, nothing controversial, 1.8 million views in less than 12 hours, and they took the video down. We couldn't understand it. It was on love and gratitude. That was all it was. Now, this is what we need to focus in on. The opposite of fear is love. If you can understand that the only power they get is by the induction of fear that they put into you, your response is what they want. Your fear is what they want. Mm. So what the best way of putting this in, Clay, you were really appreciative on stage when I did this because you said that you really loved the fact that I brought in the movie Monsters. Let's talk about the movie Monsters.
Right.
Monsters in that movie, kids movie, remember the monsters would scare the kids. Then the monsters would bottle those screams and they would use those screams as power, as a source of power. That's exactly what they're doing. Now, I know some of you may be laughing and thinking, what the hell is he talking about? How can they do this? That's exactly what they're counting on, is your fear powering them.
Wow.
The antidote is not to be fearful, to live in abundance.
Now, folks, we're going to head into the break here, but I encourage you, we'll come back and talk to you more about it. We're heading into the break. If you want to request your tickets to the Reawaken America Tour, you can get those tickets right now. Reawaken America Tour, Virginia Beach in July at time2freeamerica.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the last 30 months, we've witnessed the globalists hit humanity and hit humanity extremely hard. It is beyond critical that everyone listening to the sound of my voice protect yourselves and your families to the greatest extent possible, and these two new sales do that. We have the ultimate immune support, 60% off when you get these four items together. The immune support, X2, D3 gummies, and multivitamin. The immune support formula is incredible by itself. These other three together, it is amazing. 60% off. Then the trifecta immune support, 50% off on immune support, X2, and D3 gummies. And then 40% off on X2, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, just the X2 alone is the missing link with most people. Highest quality deep breath crystal iodine, beyond critical for your immune system and your whole body. It's 40% off back in stock, but get four of the products together for 60% off.
The first 10 amendments to our country's constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. SaveGCN.com. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. You may select all of those choices. I'm Vincent Finelli.
I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man, but I'm not just a man. Just like you, no matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe, who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. That's why the system hates you and fears you, and that's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, but because you're a good person, because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight, and I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer, but I can't fight this fight without you. That's why I want you always to remember that I appreciate you and I thank you, because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's the thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting. Dinesh D'Souza's new film, 2,000 Mules, is the most important documentary in modern times because it proves how the deep state stole the 2020 election and how they're planning to steal future elections and complete our journey to basically being like Venezuela. Now, it's great that it's online. It's great that millions watch it online. But you need to have the high-quality HD DVD in your library with the expanded extras so it can't be censored in the future and so you can show it to everyone you know. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 2,000 Mules today and get it discounted up to 30% off when you get it with other documentary films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, the seminal classic that predicted the Great Reset, and of course Part 1, Part 2, and now the new Part 3 of COVID Land. Get them separate or get them together, massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. But everyone needs to have 2,000 Mules in their library so the globalists can't censor it. InfoWarsStore.com to get 2,000 Mules today.
War Room. Infowars.com/show.
All right, and we are back here filling in for Owen Schroyer, if it's possible, here on the War Room. My name is Clay Clark. I'm the host of the General Flynn Reawaken America Tour, the organizer of the General Flynn Reawaken America Tour. And if you are not familiar with the Reawaken America Tour, I encourage you to go get your free stuff right now. You can learn more about it. We've got the Reawaken America Tour. We got the Great Reawakening versus the Great Reset book. You can download 100% for free right now at timetofreeamerica.com. You can watch the documentary. You can watch it for free at timetofreeamerica.com. And you can also request tickets to the Reawaken America Tour coming to Virginia Beach in July. You can always name your price. And to my right, I'm joined with Jordan Roberts. Tell us, what's the name of your company?
Tactical Keychains.
And you guys also have a company called Master Machine, correct?
Yes.
And what kind of stuff do you make at Master Machine?
We make gun parts, we make gun barrels, we make parts for Tesla, we make parts for the oil and gas industry, we make stuff for everybody.
What I'm going to do right now is I want to talk about, switching gears a little bit, I want to talk about how we have to defund the swamp and refund the kingdom. This is really important because I think a lot of times we don't even recognize the organizations or the people that we're funding. And I'll see if our producer can pull up an image of this guy. But this is Pekka Lundmark. Pekka Lundmark, he spoke at the World Economic Forum, and he was asked the question at the World Economic Forum. Pekka, P-E-K-K-A Lundmark, was asked the question, what do you see as being the future of smartphones? This is the CEO of Nokia. Listen to what he has to say here.
I wanted to ask when you all think we're going to move from this form factor to something that's on your face, glasses, and compute when computing's all on the edge.
All right. 50 seconds. Who wants to answer quickly?
I think it will... It will definitely happen. I was talking about 6G earlier, which is around 2030. I would say that by then, definitely the smartphone as we know it today will not anymore be the usual, kind of the most common interface. Wow. Many of these things will be built directly into our bodies.
Did you hear what he just said?
Yeah.
How would you break down what he just said?
I mean, I may not be a smart man, Jenny, but I do know evil when I see it, and I don't want to be a part of it.
What did he just say? I'm gonna back it up.
Yeah,
let me play. I want people to understand what he just said here. He's asked about the future of smartphones, and he says this.
Around 2030, I would say that by then, definitely the smartphone as we know it today will not anymore be the usual, kind of the most common interface.
Wow.
Many of these things will be built directly into our bodies.
He just said the smartphone technology will be built directly into our bodies.
Yeah.
Now, over there at your company, Master Machine, and your tactical company, do you guys typically build your technology inside the bodies of your customers?
No, we like it outside the body, so when it breaks down, because it's going to break down, we can fix it.
Do you work with the World Economic Forum?
I do not.
Are you deep state?
I am not.
Are you part of the gay mafia?
Well, no.
You had to think about that. Okay, so tell us about the products that you have, because again, I encourage everyone to defund the swamp and refund the kingdom. We've got to stop buying products and services from companies that hate our country. The CEO of Nokia just said by 2030, smartphones will be built into our bodies. So tell us some of the stuff you have, and what's the website we can pull up here? We want to buy some American stuff.
Yeah, so if you go to tacticalkeychains.com, we actually make these ourselves.
Can you show us one?
Yeah, in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
What is this here?
This is the last utility knife you will ever need. Designed in America with American pride. Made by us. Yeah.
When you say pride, was it Gay Pride Month at your office this month?
Unfortunately not.
Okay, so this is you made here. Okay, made in America. How do you put the blade down? What do you do? Do you need a degree?
Yeah. You have to press the button.
We got that. And what's the other products you got here? What else do you have here?
It's also a smaller knife. But if you go to our website for the 4th of July, we are dropping our American themed knives. So it's red, white, and blue themed, laser engraved USA red, white, and blue clips. You guys get a mix and match. We have the stars and stripes, razor blades. So it's all themed based off of American manufacturing. So everything we do, we try to support American jobs, American products.
And you make parts for the U.S. Army, right?
Yes, we do.
Now, I'm going to go ahead and cue up this next sound clip. And when I do, we'll come back and you can tell us about your grills that you're selling here. Okay.
Yeah.
But again, I encourage everyone, buy in America. I hate myself slightly because I'm wearing Nike socks today. I am so pissed at myself. I mean, I had thought about this. I want to have socks made in America.
I kind of hope you get a rash.
What?
I kind of hope you get a rash.
Is this a monkeypox joke?
Yeah.
Okay. I just encourage, I mean, everybody, I mean, I am trying to buy just anything made in America. That's what I'm trying to do right now. I encourage everybody out there, do an audit today and ask yourself, where are you buying your products and services from? Now, this next guy here, this is the head of Alibaba. J. Michael Evans, okay? And J. Michael Evans is talking about a new technology they're creating that will track your carbon footprint, what you eat, and where you go. And the most disturbing thing is he says it out loud and tries to sell it as a benefit. Listen to this. Here we go.
We're developing, through technology, an ability for consumers to measure their own carbon footprint. What does that mean? That's, where are they traveling? How are they traveling? What are they eating? What are they consuming on the platform? So, individual carbon footprint tracker.
This is J. Michael Evans. What are your thoughts about this individual carbon footprint tracker?
Well, I typically hate my phone because anytime I talk about anything, then I get ads on Facebook and Instagram. And so I'm always trying to hide my phone whenever I have conversations with my wife.
Really?
Yeah.
You hide your phone when you're talking to your wife?
Yeah, or especially when I'm talking to you.
Now, okay, so let's do this real quick here. What is your – what? Tell us about the grills you guys are selling. All made in America.
Yes.
You employ Americans. What are the grills?
Yeah, so the grills are a stainless steel grill for your fire pit in your backyard. It will last forever. It will outlast you. You can take it camping or bring camping to your backyard.
Where can we see these?
If you go to mmm-usa.com, you will find those there.
So mmm-usa.com.
That's right.
And these are stainless steel?
Stainless steel. Everything stainless steel made by us.
Will the grills last longer than the buyers of the grill?
Absolutely. And it has a star flag design in it.
Now I'm going to play this next clip. This is clip 185 I'm going to pull up here. And again, this is Helen Clark of the World Health Organization, or the World Economic Forum. Helen Clark, she's speaking about why the World Health Organization needs to have more powers. And Jordan, I'd love to get your take on why this might not be a good thing for America. Listen to this. Here we go.
We have to believe that it's possible to stop a localized outbreak becoming a raging global pandemic. And that means better surveillance, more transparency, frankly, by all member states. If they think something's happened, it's got to be reported. And the WHO needs the power to be on the site with whatever teams need to be deployed. It needs to be able to publish the information it has rather than, you know, beg countries for permission to do it. It's got to be able to take a precautionary approach in running up a flag. And it's got to be able to declare an emergency without being kneecapped by an emergency committee. These are basic things that need to be dealt with in a review of the international health regulations. Otherwise, we will lose weeks again next time something happens.
Why would that be a bad thing to allow the World Health Organization, which is largely controlled by China, to be able to declare an emergency, a health emergency, on any continent in the United States?
So this kind of reminds me of that movie with Will Smith, The Enemy of the State, where they had that surveillance and they had zero tape, zero boundaries, and they could just be like a black ops and just make any choice that they wanted to without any consequences.
So you don't process this as a good thing?
No.
What are your thoughts on the fact that the World Health Organization is on the verge of declaring a monkeypox emergency?
I think everybody should wake up. I think everybody needs to go to your Reawaken America tour.
Hey, you've been to a couple of
them. Yeah.
How would you describe the energy at the Reawaken America tour?
It's kind of like this whenever you're doing it, but times like 1,000.
I mean, we have some of the best speakers out. Let me just read the lineup of the confirmed speakers we have here for the Reawaken America Tour in July. We have Dr. Rashid Batar. We have Dr. Jim Meehan. We have Dr. Zelenko. We have Dr. Simone Gold. We have Eric Trump. We have Donald J. Trump Jr., Pastor Greg Locke, Ann Vandersteel, Dr. Judy Mikovits. We have Trennis Evans. We have Thomas Renz, the attorney. Steve Schultz from Elijah Streams. Love that guy. Cindy Chafian, Dr. Dave Martin, Steve Strang, Jimmy Levy and High Res. We've got Jim Brewer, the comedian. Jim Brewer, the comedian, folks. Pastor Dave Scarlett, Doug Billings, Steve Maxwell, Phil Hotzenpiller, Sean Stone. That's Oliver Stone's son, the documentary producer. Mike Lindell, Mel Kay, Dr. Richard Bartlett, Lance Wallnau, Aaron Olszewski, Ian Smith, Pastor Mark Burns, Floyd Brown, and General Michael Flynn. And that's all just in day one.
That's a lot.
Dude, it's from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and I encourage everybody right now, I want to give you some free stuff, folks. If you'll go to timetofreeamerica.com, you can see the speakers, you can learn more about the Virginia Reawaken America Tour. But if you want to watch the documentary tonight for free, I'm telling you, this thing is so hot. Jordan, you know how hot this documentary is?
It's too hot to touch.
You got to put on like SPF 400 just to watch this thing. You're going to burn your retina just looking at it. I'm telling you, you want to put on some sunblock when you watch the Reawaken America Tour documentary, and it's free. And even though the Joe Biden inflation is affecting the price of everything, because the actual number is free,
yeah,
zero multiplied times two is still free. So you can watch the documentary 100% for free today at timetofreeamerica.com. Also, you can download my newest book called The Great Reset versus The Great Reawakening. It breaks down the patents that prove the plan. Also, if you want a timeline that'll blow your mind of the Great Reset that you haven't seen yet, go to timetofreeamerica.com/revelation. Timetofreeamerica.com/revelation. My name's Clay Clark. I encourage you to stay tuned when we come back after the break. More about the Great Reset versus the Great Reawakening.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the truth. We have the smoking gun evidence. We know what happened during the 2020 election, how the deep state controlled Democrats stole the election. All the proof, absolutely cut and dry. There's no denying it. It's the film 2000 Mules by Dinesh D'Souza, and we have the DVD with the expanded extras available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. You can also get the DVD with massive discounts when you get it with other films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, and the new COVID Land, The Shot, Part 3 that just came out. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the film every American must have. This is the most important documentary ever made in U.S. history because it proves that a major presidential election was stolen, and it shows how they did it and how they're planning to do it again. Get 2,000 Mules now at InfoWarsStore.com and show it to everyone you can so they don't steal the next election.
At this point, best case scenario is a few years of hard times for us all. And if we don't turn it around soon, then it will only get worse. But as bad as things are, we still have time to prepare. And that alone is something to be grateful for. A gravity water filter will provide you with clean, healthy water, even in the event of your taps getting shut off. And having your own food will save you from getting ensnared in government FEMA camps. And if you've already stocked up enough for your own family, you might want to consider stocking up for your neighbors. Some of your neighbors might not be prepared for what's coming, but you can help them by having an abundance of storable foods and water filtration. Whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Stock up now at preparetoday.com.
Infowars.com/show.
Thank you. Madam Speaker, I rise today to give a voice to the voiceless, to say that the people who live and work in South Texas have had enough. We want to be heard, and we are tired of being treated like second-class citizens. I was born in Burgos, Tamaulipas, Mexico, sí, señor, and raised with strong values to always put God and family first. My father, Saul Flores, moved us to the United States because of the promise of America. He told me, in this country, if you work hard, you can accomplish anything. My story proves he is right. But right now, our people are struggling. They are taken for granted. That ends now. And I'm here. I have risen. From working in the cotton fields to representing I have risen from working in the cotton fields to representing the community I love in the United States Congress, and I will give them a voice. I will use it to say our lives are not a game. Our people deserve to have opportunity, security, and freedom. And I will work every day to give it to them. I am a proud Border Patrol wife and a mother of four young children, fighting for a better future for them and for all our children. Thank you, Madam Speaker. I yield back.
So the worst possible thing you could do is vaccinate somebody to prevent infection and actually make them worse.
We've just put together a new DVD pack for you. Two essential Patriot films have arrived at the InfoWars store. COVID Land 3 has just dropped, and right now we're selling it with 2,000 Mules. Of course, the documentary film taking America by storm right now, proving that there was mass election fraud in 2020, which is how Joe Biden got in the White House. So you can get both of those right now at InfoWarsStore.com, a combo DVD pack. And by the way, I purchased the digital copy, and it's the same price that we're selling the hard DVD copy with COVID Land 3 for. So if you're going to get 2,000 Mules, you might as well go to InfoWarsStore.com to get it, because you're going to get it for the same price plus COVID Land Part 3.
There are more allergic reactions to the COVID vaccines than first expected.
Headaches, nausea, hallucinations, and yes, even death.
I've lost count of the injuries. Things like urinating clots of blood, paresthesias, gastroparesis, altered mental status, respiratory arrest, cardiac arrest, new onset diabetes. I have patients who can't walk anymore. I've just never seen anything like this in all my years of practicing medicine.
All these people are creating a whole conspiracy theory, and they are trying to basically to benefit and profit from this fear of the people. And this is who are the criminals. Those that they don't get the vaccine, they're the people that are afraid. The people that are circulating all this misinformation, they are criminals.
Get your DVD copy of COVID Land 3, The Shot, at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested, attacked, and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
There's an old Bedouin saying that's thousands of years old, and it goes like this. Trust in God, but tie up your camel. Hunter S. Thompson put it this way. Pray to God, but row away from the rocks. If your boat is going towards the rocks, pray to God that you don't get smashed on them and killed, but also try to row away. You can't just sit there like a jellyfish. And it's the same thing with our immune system. God helps those who help themselves. We have a lot of amazing products on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com, like the Ultimate Immune Support Pack, our four best-selling products, together at 60% off. We have the Trifecta Special, three of the best-selling items for 50% off, and X2 sold out, so important for your immune system, back in stock for 40% off for a limited time because we have limited supplies. In fact, one of these items, we only have 2,000 bottles of, so the ultimate sale will probably be over in just a few days. Take advantage of this and boost your immune system now and protect yourself and your family at InfoWarsStore.com.
Joined here with Dr. Jim Meehan. And before we get into Knowledge Bomb 24, 25, and 26, I do want to take a moment because I think right now, as the World Health Organization is about ready to declare a monkeypox emergency, it's important that we can really get good at pronouncing monkeypox before they change the name of the virus, okay?
Okay.
So this is Tedros. And Tedros is the head of the World Health Organization, and he loves talking about monkeypox, okay? And he's an open communist. I don't think people are aware of that. He's actually a communist. He's not a medical doctor. He's largely controlled by the Chinese Communist Party. But more importantly, he has an interesting way he pronounces monkeypox. So let me hit play here. Let's play here. On today's edition of the Thrive Time. Oh, that's not me. That's me talking about it. Let me cue it up here. Okay, let me get to Tedros here. Almost. Oh, here we go. We got Tedros. Let me go to it here. And I'm scooting ahead. Okay, this is Tedros talking about monkeypox. Here we go. Hit and play.
Folks. More than 550 confirmed cases have now been reported to WHO from 30 countries that are not endemic for monkeypox.
Monkeypox. Okay, so we've got the monkeypox. So I think it's important.
Yeah, you do it better than he does.
We have to learn the characters and how to pronounce it, because if you're trying to tell your friends, if you're trying to talk to your friends about the virus and you say, hey, man, do you have monkeypox? They might not know what you're talking about.
That's right.
But if you said,
with an accent,
do you have the monkeypox? They're going to go, I do know what you're, yeah. You're talking about the monkeypox. So this is Tedros, and he wants you to know that you and I may have the monkeypox.
Yeah. If your friend watches CNN, you definitely have to be able to mimic that.
Now, I'm going to play this video. Watch Tedros. As he speaks, he always looks down to read the notes, because he's always on the verge of saying something that he's never read or thought.
Yeah.
Watch him. Here he goes.
Investigations are ongoing, but the sudden appearance of monkeypox in many countries at the same time suggests there may have been undetected transmission for some time.
This is an outbreak. We have 500 cases.
So how do you process Tedros right now? He's on the verge of declaring a monkeypox emergency for the whole world.
Right.
At the same time, China is getting their military ready for non-war activities. Yeah. Let me actually read this. This is from the Epoch Times here, folks. I'm going to read this, because if you're just tuning in now, you need to get this. So this is the Epoch Times. This is the article. It says, China orders their military to prepare for non-war operations. I'm reading, China's ruling communist regime will prepare its military to carry out sweeping actions falling short of war in accordance with new orders delivered by Chinese Communist Party. The orders dictate that the CCP's military wing adopt an outline of 59 separate regulations on a trial basis, according to the state-run news agency. The outline of the regulations focuses on developing China's military across a suite of regional and global security threats under the guise of promoting world peace.
See, this is the truth bomb that worries me the most, because this, you know, I always wondered how in their pandemic response is the World Health Organization going to enforce things? And this is the signal that says it's going to be Chinese military that's going to be their enforcement arm. And that's a real concern for everybody. If they start, you know, responding to some countries that aren't doing what the World Health Organization tells them to do, and they mobilize China's military to show up in your backyard, how's that going to go? Well, I can tell you, in Oklahoma, that won't go well.
No,
it won't go well any place in the United States of America, maybe in Washington, D.C., where these idiots are running the show.
No, hey, listen here, Dr. Meehan, a lot of people
shouldn't have said idiots.
No, a lot of people were offended.
Should have got harder.
Well, I think a lot of people were offended by the fact that you're not blindly going with the World Health Organizations or recommendations.
Oh,
and so I encourage people, if you're out there, if you want to deal with a doctor, how many COVID patients did you treat without a death?
Yeah, over 10,000 patients. Many of them hospitalized too, by the way.
And so if you go to MeehanMD.com, you want to put that phone number into your phone, you want to put that website into your phone, MeehanMD.com, because when the next monkeypox, when the next outbreak is declared, the monkeypox emergency, you want to have a doctor you can trust. Now, this next guy, Dr. Meehan, is Yuval Noah Harari.
Not this guy again, Clay.
And he is sort of like the hairless cat for Klaus Schwab. So Klaus Schwab, in my opinion, is sort of like Dr. Evil. So this is Klaus Schwab, okay? He's the one who famously said, the difference of the fourth industrial revolution is it doesn't so much change what you're doing for a living as much as it changes you. If you take the genetic editing. And this guy, he has this relationship with this guy. You've all know Harari, the hairless cat. So you look at, I don't know what this relationship is like.
It's sick.
But it's
dangerous.
Mr. Bigglesworth, come here. Look at this. Look at this. The hairless cat. Meow. This is him. Okay. So this is what you've all know Harari actually said out loud. Listen to this. I'm hitting play. Here we go.
You know, in Stalin's days, in the USSR, in the Soviet Union, it was impossible for the regime to really monitor all the citizens and know everything about them. It was just too difficult. I mean, you have 200 million Soviet citizens. You can't put a KGB officer, agent, to follow each one of them 24 hours a day. And even if you could, you would get a mountain of paper reports. Like every day there is a report about every person in the USSR. Now somebody needs to read these reports, analyze them, reach conclusions. It's impossible. But today you don't need human agents. You have sensors and cameras and microphones everywhere.
He loves digital dictatorship.
Oh, yeah. He's just designed a better, you know, authoritarian system, apparently. And he's all, you know, he's all erect about it. I mean, this guy makes me sick.
You don't like him?
He gets all excited about, you know, authoritarian regimes. Every time he talks about Stalin and Russia, he's all about it. Yeah. This guy is not somebody that we want, you know, running anything, advising anyone. And we've had Barack Obama and Zuckerberg. This is their go-to guy. Yeah. It tells you everything
him.
You need to know.
Now
let's get rid of these
now
guys.
I want to teach you how to sound like you got to meet the characters. Okay.
Okay.
So this is Tedros. So Dr. Mann, if you'll practice with me. Okay.
Yeah.
You want to say the monkey pox.
The monkey pox.
Yeah. So if you have a patient and you see them have, how would you know if somebody has the monkeypox? Like, what kind of things would you have to look for?
Oh, well, I would ask a big history first, and I would ask, did you attend any, you know, international gay orgies? That would be very telling right there.
Oh, yep. Got me again. Yep.
And then I would look for the pus-filled lesions, you know, and that's why they're
could
using.
Could you check me right now to see if I have
monkeypox? No, I definitely will. I'm certain. I know your history. I'm certain you didn't attend any of these events and probably haven't been, you know, doing anything with the animals that would attend those events
as
well.
Okay, if you could practice one more time, because a lot of patients won't know what you mean if you don't say it correctly.
I got to say it right. Thanks,
monkeypox.
The monkeypox.
That's good.
Pretty close.
Now, the next character is Yuval Noah Harari.
I don't want to talk
about
him.
Now, listen. The key is you have to take all testosterone you have and you want to donate it away.
Yeah. You want to have it drained from your body.
And you still want to keep male genitalia, but you want to become a hairless
cat. I'm not sure that's a qualification.
And you want to sell 40 million copies of a book and be praised by Obama, Zuckerberg, and Gates. So listen to this guy talk. Listen to it. Listen. Get ready. Get ready. You have to sell it. This is the book that Obama praised called Sapiens. Listen to this.
Homo sapiens is the only animal that can talk
back
about
it. Back it up.
Homo sapiens is the only animal that can talk about things that don't really exist. Churches are rooted in common religious myth about God and heaven. States are rooted in common national myths. Business corporations are rooted in common economic myth about money, stocks, and the corporations themselves. Judicial systems are also rooted in common legal myth about justice and human rights. Yet, in truth, there are no gods in the universe, no nations, no corporations, no money, and no human rights, and no justice.
So you have to sound whiny, and you have to say, Homo sapiens. So you go ahead and practice. Homo sapiens.
Homo sapiens.
No. You sounded like you cared too much. That's the problem. You have the Homo sapiens.
Homo sapiens.
Now listen, emphasis on the homo.
Homo sapiens.
You say homo. It's almost like sapiens is like too hard to say it, but you just go ahead and just say homo. Like you're excited.
I don't even want to try to sound like this guy.
Listen. People aren't going to know what you're talking about.
No,
listen,
I have genitalia and I have too much testosterone.
I want the listeners to know what you're
talking
about.
It's not going to work.
So you put the emphasis on homo. He loves that part. Homo. And then sapiens, like, sapiens.
Sapiens.
Homo.
Homo
sapiens. And then
no,
you say,
it's not gonna work. Not a voice actor.
Demokebox.
Again.
Listen.
Genitalia, too much testosterone.
Listen. And now the thing about Klaus Schwab is you have to talk very slow. And you have to be excited by your Nazi pride.
Exactly.
The crisis of COVID-19 will usher in the great reset. The difference between, the fourth industrial revolution and other revolutions is it doesn't change what you're doing for a living as much as it changes you.
Yeah.
If you take the genetic entity. Folks, if you want to learn about these jackasses leading the Great Reset, go to time2freeamerica.com. That's time2freeamerica.com. Stay tuned.
Sleepless nights seem to be a lot more common these days with everything that's going on both at home and the world at large. If you're having trouble getting to that deep sleep we could all use more of, our new sleep support formula, Down and Out, is just the thing. It's our new, faster-absorbing liquid formula that is specifically designed to help you get the shut-eye you deserve. Formulated to improve upon our best-selling product, Knockout, with Down and Out, now the herbs and melatonin packed inside are extracted directly into the glycerin solution. So the ingredients are already dissolved into the formula before you even take it. One of the other sleep support herbs included is the passion flower, which was traditionally used by Native Americans like the Cherokees, who used it for its relaxing qualities. Be sure to take this product when you are completely ready for sleep, because you will be down and out. Selling out now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Dinesh D'Souza's new film, 2000 Mules, is the most important documentary in modern times because it proves how the deep state stole the 2020 election and how they're planning to steal future elections and complete our journey to basically being like Venezuela. Now, it's great that it's online. It's great that millions watch it online. But you need to have the high-quality HD DVD in your library with the expanded extras so it can't be censored in the future and so you can show it to everyone you know. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 2,000 Mules today and get it discounted up to 30% off when you get it with other documentary films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, the seminal classic that predicted the Great Reset, and of course, part one, part two, and now the new part three of COVIDland. Get them separate or get them together, massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. But everyone needs to have 2,000 Mules in their library so the globalists can't censor it. InfoWarsStore.com to get 2,000 Mules today.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars has made history. You have made history in your support of InfoWars. And one of the biggest tools we've had to circumvent and override the censors has been Patriot apparel, so we can identify each other, so we can spread the word, and so we can push people to websites like InfoWars.com so they can understand the globalist plan and how to stop it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, 2 months ago we announced we're blowing out of all of our designs of T-shirts, some of which go back more than 25 years. All these shirts are limited edition. They are about to be history and will only exist in your closet, your drawer, or your wardrobe. So, there's only 15,000 shirts of 60-plus thousand left. In a couple weeks, they'll all be gone and they'll be history. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get one of these historic shirts, hoodies, long sleeves, ball caps, you name it, while you still can. I want to thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com/show.
Troyer is jacked. I mean, have you seen this guy recently?
Man.
I'm pretty sure he only eats products that he can buy over there at InfoWarsStore.com. He's pretty hardcore. So whatever Owen's taking, folks, I don't know if it's called the Owen Stack or if it's just called Get Jacked like Owen, but I encourage everybody right now. He's, you know, fighting a legal battle right now, okay? So I encourage you, support Owen. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy anything they'll sell you. But Owen, have you seen this guy? He is looking jacked.
He's getting ready.
Pastor Leon Benjamin, a real story. You were in the Navy, is that correct?
I was in the Navy, yes.
And when you were in the Navy, my understanding is that you would spend hours per day, 2 or 3 hours a day hitting the weights, is that right?
Yeah, because there was nothing else to do. I mean,
were you pretty jacked at the peak of your...
I amazed myself. I was like, where did that muscle come from? I didn't know I had muscles.
And you right now, you're still jacked and you're a pastor. Where can people learn more about you? If somebody says, this segment was great, they want to learn more, where can they go to follow and learn more about you?
They can go to therealremnantchurch.com.
Therealremnantchurch.com.
They can go there.
Yep. Okay, well, I'm going to play this audio clip as we move on to Knowledge Bomb number 25, I believe, here. This is Yuval Noah Harari, the top advisor. I want to underscore this. He is the top advisor for Klaus Schwab. He speaks at the World Economic Forum. He speaks at Harvard. He speaks at MIT. He just did a TED Talks. Think about this. We've had Dr. Rashid on the show, okay?
Okay.
Imagine that Dr. Rashid Batar was asked to deliver a TED Talks about the truth about COVID. Imagine what happened if Dr. Meehan delivered a TED Talks. Imagine what happened if you were allowed to have the platform of the New York Times, okay? Mm. Imagine that you were allowed to get up there at the New York Times and to speak the truth about what is actually happening. This is what Yuval Noah Harari has offered. The mainstream media loves him. So I'm going to play two clips, and I want to get your take on each one of the clips. Clip number one here is Yuval Noah Harari asked point blank at the New York Times, what is the purpose of COVID-19? He says this.
I think maybe in a couple of decades when people look back, the thing they will remember from the COVID crisis is this is the moment when everything went digital. And if this was the moment when everything became monitored, that we agreed to be surveyed all the time, not just in authoritarian machines, but even in democracies. And maybe most importantly at all, this was the moment when surveillance started going under the skin.
He said this is the moment that surveillance started going under the skin. What are your thoughts about that, Pastor Leon Benjamin?
I don't need the government sliding up under my skin. I don't need to be watched. I mean, we're already watched. They got satellites that can go right through the walls of your house.
This is the moment where Homo sapiens began putting surveillance under the skin.
I mean, this is what he's saying.
I mean, it's ultimate deviancy is what it sounds like. You know, you getting up under my skin, control. I mean, it sounds so demonic. And I am getting to the point right now where I was just talking about this offline. We need to have one of those Holy Ghost demon casting out sessions where everyone that has stuff under the skin, we just say, come out.
I'm going to play this next audio. This is Yuval Noah Harari talking about Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Listen to this.
Oh.
We don't need to wait for Jesus Christ to come back to earth in order to overcome death. A couple of geeks in the laboratory can do it.
What are your thoughts about him now offering people eternal life?
The geeks need salvation. So if the geeks need salvation, they need Jesus. So nothing's going to happen outside of Jesus.
He was asked at Google about who Jesus Christ is. Listen to what he says here.
I mean, all this story about Jesus rising from the dead and being the Son of God, this is fake news.
Wait, that's not...
He said Jesus is fake news. What are your thoughts on that?
No, Jesus is good news. The gospel of the kingdom is good news. Jesus is not fake news. Jesus is good. Jesus said, anyone that came before me is a thief and a liar. And no man can come unto the Father but by him. That's what he said.
Now listen to this. You served in the military. I'm interested to get your take on this. This is Yuval Noah Harari arguing that China is more tolerant of other beliefs than America. Listen to this.
Ancient authoritarian regimes were not necessarily homophobic. If you look at, say, the first totalitarian society in history was ancient Sparta, and it was at the same time totalitarian, extremely militaristic, and extremely gay-friendly, at least in the sense of not only allowing but celebrating sexual relations and romantic relations between men. And, you know, several of the emperors of the Roman Empire were engaged in homosexual relations. So, yes, it's not that there is a law of nature that if you're a dictator or if you're an emperor, you have to be homophobic. Why is it today? Again, it's mainly in Christian and Muslim societies. China, for instance, is much more tolerant. The Abrahamic religions, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, has been quite homophobic, or at least in principle, have been extremely homophobic for the last 2,000 years.
What are your thoughts on everything he just said?
The Bible clearly says that God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah because there was not enough righteous people in there. Rome fell because of their immorality. Nations fall because they disrespect the whole creation of God, male and female. And everything he's talking about is statistics show that there is deprivation amongst those who travel into the wave of homosexuality and lesbianism, they are more tormented in their minds. They commit more suicide. They commit more of, if we want to call it domestic violence, they're more violent, they're more suicidal, and they're more destructive. And so what he is saying, they're not homophobic. They are really praying that that activity does not take over a society which leads to destruction. It is self-destructive behavior.
Now, folks, I encourage you to open up your Bibles to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. I'm going to read it here. It says, "Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worship, so that he as a God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not when I was yet with you, I told you these things, and now ye know that what withholdeth that he might be revealed in this time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all his power and sign and lying wonders." He's actually turning up, talking about upgrading humans into gods. What would you say for anybody out there that's, thinking about teaming up with Yuval Noah Harari to, upgrade into gods?
Yeah, well, it's going to be a deception. It's just like Eve who got tricked, right? Thinking he told her, if you eat this fruit, you'll be like God. She was already like God.
Mm.
She was already made in his image. She was already in his likeness. And so to take on the deception of someone saying, I can make you into the God, let's go all the way back to Genesis chapter 3 with that slivery sliding serpent. Well, Satan was in the serpent talking and making the insinuation that God is hiding something from you.
You know, we have just under 650 tickets remaining for the Reawaken America Tour, Virginia Beach. Under 650 tickets remaining. You can see Donald J. Trump Jr., Eric Trump. You can see Team America, yourself, Dr. Rasha Batar,
yeah.
Dr. Judy Mikovits, Dr. Dave Martin. You can get those tickets at time2freeamerica.com, time2freeamerica.com. And again, you can name your price. Also, you can download the book, The Great Reawakening versus The Great Reset, 100% free at time2freeamerica.com. And you can watch the documentary tonight. And it's so hot, you want to wear sunblock, folks. You can download it at time2freeamerica.com for free. Get those tickets at time2freeamerica.com. And Owen is jacked.
The globalists are making their move. Their great reset is here. They're coming for your children. They're coming for the value of your currency. They're coming for your national sovereignty. They're coming for your very bodies with their biomedical tyranny. They're coming for your free speech. They're coming for your privacy. And ladies and gentlemen, they're coming for your right to vote and have your representative in government that you and your fellow Americans choose. The new film, the seminal film, the most important documentary ever made in my view, 2000 Mules, is now available on DVD with expanded extras at InfoWarsStore.com. You can also get the powerful film with other documentaries discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Everyone needs this DVD in their library to show everyone you know. We have the tools to bring these criminals to justice. They're planning to run the same scams again. This film can stop them if you take action. InfoWarsStore.com. 2000 Mules.
I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man, but I'm not just a man. Just like you. No matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. And that's why the system hates you and fears you, and that's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person, because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight, and I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer, but I can't fight this fight without you. And that's why I want you always remember that I appreciate you and I thank you, because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's the thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting.
InfoWars.com/show.
It's time to
Yes, and we're back. My name is Clay Clark, and I'm filling in for Owen Schroyer, if it's at all possible. And, folks, I'm telling you this, and I'm not just saying this because I'm trying to hype it up. I mean this. Owen Schroyer is jacked, and it's probably because he's been living entirely off the supplements that he's been buying on the website InfoWarsStore.com. So if you want to support Owen right now during his legal fight, again, you can go to InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com. You can look like Owen. And I've been imitating a little bit today, trying to teach everybody how to, you know, sound like Tedros, the monkey books. This is the monkey books. But if you want to sound like Owen, let me tell you, you sound like Owen. You want to pop it up. You got to welcome onto the war room with Owen Schroyer. Look at the striations on his body. Ah, and everything's more serious when Owen talks because he's so jacked. Have you noticed that?
Yes, he is.
Is he on the sauce?
No, it's probably just all natural from being awesome. You know, okay, embracing the truth.
Okay. All right. What we're going to do now is we're going to talk. We've talked about these 25 knowledge bombs, but what I want to do is I want to kind of put a capstone thought on this and really tap into your wisdom. So if we go to time2freeamerica.com, time2freeamerica.com, there he is on the screen, time2freeamerica.com/revelation. I love the producers. time2freeamerica.com/revelation. If we go there and we click the red button, there's a red button at time2freeamerica.com/revelation. And when you go there, you can see the entire COVID-19 Great Reset diagram. So I'm going to start with you, Dr. Rashid. The Great Reset, you know, COVID-19, The Great Reset, it actually is a book written by Klaus Schwab. And the book is right here. I wish I didn't own a copy, but I had to get one here. And it's called COVID-19, The Great Reset. It stands for Certificate of Vaccination, IDAI. Certificate of Vaccination, IDAI. It's all about surveillance. That's three goals. Surveillance under the skin, connecting brains to computers, and introducing dataism. It's their new religion. It's transhumanism agenda where they remove God from history and they merge brains with computers, surveillance under the skin, connecting brains with computers, and introducing dataism, transhumanism. So, Dr. Rashid, what can our listeners do right now as they've learned all this, but what can they do if they want to protect their own individual freedoms? I mean, I'm sure you've had these thoughts. What can our listeners do there, Dr. Rashid?
Well, the first thing is that you have to be aware of this phenomenon called cognitive dissonance. And the problem with cognitive dissonance is that a lot of times people, because they don't want to hear something because it sounds too far-fetched or they think it's, a conspiracy theory, even if it starts making sense, they're almost scared to accept that truth or even look at it, because if they do, then they have to go back into the past and question many of the beliefs that have been the fundamental belief system. So regarding this reset, this isn't new. There were patents that were issued to AT&T and Microsoft as far back as 2014,
come on,
allowing for transmission of data through the human vector, i.e. skin and bones. This is like 8 years ago they were issuing these patents. So this is not surprising, but again, people, you know, they're too busy with their Netflix and their comedies, and they're not really looking at what's happening, and systematically with small little processes that take away our rights.
Now, the reason why you're going to hear horns and music in the background is my church, my building has been turned into a church. Every Thursday night, Pastor Leon Benjamin comes here to preach and teach the gospel, because during the lockdowns, a lot of pastors just wouldn't teach the truth. And so we started TheRealRemnantChurch.com. Every Thursday, he flies in from Virginia to teach the truth. And what I'm finding, Dr. Meehan, is a lot of pastors simply will not talk about the truth. They won't talk about the truth. And I want to just get I want you to break down some of this terminology so our listeners can understand it. Okay. Inside the COVID-19 shots, there is RNA modifying nanotechnology. RNA modifying nanotechnology. Can you break that down? What does that mean?
Well, I mean, they've created a way to deliver mRNA that's been modified so that it persists, it doesn't get broken down. We now know that it lasts for at least 60 days. It's been shown in medical journals to still be lasting in the body for at least 60 days. Modifying your DNA's ability, what it's creating, it's being transcribed into a spike protein. They took the worst part of the virus. They turned it into an antigenic target. They are telling your cells how to make lots of it and to make it longer than they ever expected, or maybe they expected it. I don't know.
So inside these shots, okay, there is a lipid nanoparticle. So Dr. Rashid, what is a lipid nanoparticle? What does that mean?
Lipid is fat, so it assimilates into the body easily. Nano meaning small particle, just a substance. So basically it's just a a method of getting something into the body and assimilating it into the protein structure of the body. It's also important to note that mRNA, messenger RNA, everybody seems to be thinking this is something new. Messenger RNA is something naturally occurring in the body, has always been there, and its purpose is to rewrite and repair DNA. Wow. What they've done is they've modified it to now make it last longer, like Dr. Meehan said, and that it changes and adulterates, bastardizes, takes the DNA that is our blueprint and basically morphologically changes it to something that makes us less human.
Now, I was reading through the patents, which, by the way, again, folks, you can see the patents right now. Go to timetofreeamerica.com/revelation. Click the red button. You can see all the patents, okay? And I'm telling you, there are seven people very close to President Donald J. Trump that I am aware of. Listen to this, folks. You have President Trump's wife, okay? You've got Peter Navarro. Guess what? Peter Navarro's on the tour. You have Eric Trump. Guess what? He's on the tour. You got Donald J. Trump Jr. He's on the tour. You got General Flynn. He's on the tour. And you got Dan Scavino. Not on the tour, but hopefully I can get him on the tour. I mean, you've got a very close knit circle. And every time I run into people that are one connection removed from President Trump, or they're right there with President Trump, a lot of people look at me like they go, what are you saying now? What are these patents? And I show them the patents, and I'm pleasantly encouraged that they actually are seeking knowledge, these people that are very close to the president. But the vast majority of people close to the president of the United States of America don't know about the patents that prove the plan. But folks, you can read those, you can download those. And what I'm finding is a shocking technology that exists that was patented by Charles Lieber, and Charles Lieber was funded by Bill Gates. Check it out. And Jeffrey Epstein, he created technology that allows 5G towers, 5G signals to be sent to the lipid nanoparticles that are inside a human body that's received the shots. And then those lipid nanoparticles, Dr. Meehan, they can release a pathogen. And one of the common side effects is 1P36 deletion syndrome. What is 1P36 deletion syndrome?
I'm going to have to pass on that. I'm going to have to defer.
You're going to punt. Okay, that's fine. You're going to punt. That. He's punting. Okay. Dr. Ross, you want to tackle this? I mean, what are your thoughts on this 5G technology that connects to stuff that's in the shots?
Well, basically, the technology in the 5G, you know, they were trying to minimize this by saying, oh, the conspiracy theorists talk about how 5G is creating COVID. Well, first of all, only an imbecile would say that, and nobody that I know in our sector has ever made a comment like that. What it does do, what 5G does do, it changes the voltage gated calcium channels within cells, within cell membranes, and allows for the permeability of those cells to become more susceptible to other pathogens, bacteria, viruses, especially enveloped viruses, which is what COVID-19 is.
Wow.
But again, we don't need to worry about COVID-19 or the monkeypox or anything else, because the creator designed our immune systems with the ultimate design. We are dealing with something that is completely fabricated and man-made. What you should be worried about is the COVID vaccine injury, COVID vaccine-induced injury. Or if they end up using monkeypox or any of these things, it's the vaccine, it's a treatment, it's a so-called protection that's causing the problem. The issue here, Clay, is very simple. We're dealing with those that are protected, I'm going to say that in quotes, protected, i.e. vaccinated, who are concerned about those who are not protected, and therefore are now insisting that those who are not protected be protected using the same technology that supposedly protected them, which obviously we know didn't protect them.
I encourage everybody to, well, one, listen to that twice, try to sort that out. It's unbelievable. I encourage everybody right now, seriously, I want you to go to timetofreeamerica.com, timetofreeamerica.com. We've got just under 700 tickets remaining. You can text the number 918-851-0102. That's 918-851-0102. One way I like to remember it is just by saying it over and over. 918-851-0102. You can text that number to request those tickets, or you can get them at timetofreeamerica.com. Also, I encourage you to put it into your phone, meehanmd.com. You want to have doctors you can trust in your phone in your time of need. Don't wait till your time of need. Put them in your phone. That's meehanmd.com. Third website I encourage you to check out is askdrbuttar.com. AskDrButtar.com. That's ask, AskDrButtar.com. /ask. Put that into your phone. My name's Clay Clark, filling in for the very jacked Owen Schroyer. We'll be back after the break right here on InfoWars. Baby, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the last 30 months, we've witnessed the globalists hit humanity and hit humanity extremely hard. It is beyond critical that everyone listening to the sound of my voice protect yourselves and your families to the greatest extent possible, and these two new sales do that. We have the ultimate immune support, 60% off when you get these four items together. The immune support, X2, D3 gummies, and multivitamin. The immune support formula is incredible by itself. With these other three together, it is amazing. 60% off. Then the trifecta immune support, 50% off on immune support, X2, and D3 gummies. And then 40% off on X2, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, just the X2 alone is the missing link with most people. Highest quality deep breath crystal iodine, beyond critical for immune system and your whole body. It's 40% off back in stock, but get four of the products together for 60% off.
A riotous mob.
Whether they were present that day or were otherwise criminally responsible for the assault on our democracy.
Insurrection.
We will follow the facts wherever they lead.
Domestic terrorists.
The days of independent media are numbered. The government has made it illegal to oppose them. They are now debanking us behind the scenes. They want to bankrupt us and make us go away quietly. With practically half the population wanting to lock the unvaccinated up in camps, the traitors know they can shut us down by force. But that would accelerate the awakening exponentially. So be it. Make them silence us by force. This is the final battle of the information war. Give now. Buy products. Donate. Before everything changes, we need you to carry us through to the end. Victory or death. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
InfoWars.com/show.
Owen is going through a legal battle right now for doing, and this is from my take, I don't think he did anything wrong at all. Owen Schroyer is just a proud patriot who loves our country. And if you want to support him in his legal battle right now, you can do that by going to InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com. You know, Alex Jones has been right about the vast majority of things for a very, very long time. And you can support that program by going to InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm joined here with Dr. Rashid Batar and Pastor Leon Benjamin, two unapologetic patriots. And guys, what I'm going to do on this final segment is I'm going to hone in to the symbolism that is so obvious at this point, and I would challenge or encourage our show producer, see if they can keep up with me. And I always want to say I want to celebrate the InfoWars producers. These guys are on it. I'll talk about something. They pull it up on the screen, and so here we go. The first question is, why is Congress working on legislation called H.R. 666? I mean, just symbolically, and I want to get your take on this, Pastor Leon, why would, I mean, Congress, you're running for Congress, correct?
Yes, I'm the GOP nominee, so I'm going into the generals.
I mean, could you imagine that somebody, one of your colleagues says, well, Pastor Leon, I think I'm going to recommend that you sign on this legislation here. You endorse this legislation. I'm calling it H.R. 666. What are your thoughts about the symbolism of H.R. 666?
Well, immediately, I think a demon snuck in there into the chambers.
Okay, so what about H.R. 6666? That's four sixes.
Two demons.
H.R. 6666. This is legislation, H.R. 6666, that is all about forcing people to be tested. It's called the Trace Act that could follow you around everywhere where they could literally that authorizes the Secretary of Health to establish a regime of people, a group of people that can come into your home and test you against your will. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, like again, I said, taking away our God-given rights as a congressman, Congress shall make no law that infringes upon these God-enabled rights. Amongst them are life, liberty, pursuit of happiness.
So you're saying you feel like this is an unconstitutional?
It's an infringement upon the what we call the consent of the governed. We didn't consent to it. You don't have a right to come in and do something that we don't consent to. So they're making these laws that we put them in office to not make, to protect us, not to now take over us. And it seems like this is, again, I'm going deep in the spiritual realm, but this is demonic whenever you want to take the rights away from another human being and at your leisure and your pleasure.
Now, Dr. Roshan, everybody uses Google today, right? But if you look at the Google Chrome logo again for the first time, the Google Chrome logo is 666. The Google Chrome logo is 666. I just want to get your take. What are your thoughts on just the endless symbolism?
You know, again, I told you, Clay, earlier that my second degree in college was theology, and I look at theology from a very scientific perspective, if you want. And I've read the Torah, the Quran, the Bible numerous times, and even studied some of the other religions. But what I don't understand, and didn't understand, when people would talk about all this satanic nonsense, I kind of put it on the side. I put it on the side because I didn't really, you know, want to get into that, and I didn't really believe it. But what's interesting is after reading Outwitting the Devil, Napoleon Hill's book, which was written about 70 or 80 years ago and was published about 30, 40 years after his death. After reading that, I actually love that book because it shows clearly that the devil has no power. That's the beautiful thing. That's the first thing. And the only power it gets is from us, from our fear, from our fear mongering, from being in a state of deficit. Now, the symbolism, to me, as I started looking at this, I realized that they have a modus operandi. They must lead people astray in full sight, in full awareness. And if now people still go off the path, then I don't even know what that means. A Franciscan monk made a comment. People said, how could God let this happen? And he said, it's not God letting this happen. It's man that's letting it happen. God gave us a mind, a brain, and God helps those who help themselves. It's up to us to stand up and do what's right. Only way you can do wrong is by drifting, and that's what the devil does. You know, the symbolism is just I don't even know what to say. It's just so blatant.
Now, Pastor Leon Benjamin, if I open my Bible to Revelation chapter 9, verse 11 here, Revelation 9, verse 11, this is one of the ones that blew my mind the most recently. CERN, you know, the world's largest supercomputer, they're trying to isolate the God particle. They're located on top of the former Temple of Apollo.
Okay.
They're making these things called Hadron Colliders. Hadron, like from Hades, colliders. They're basically speeding up particles to a speed where they're trying to be able to almost like reverse engineer the Big Bang.
Mm-hmm.
And Revelation 9:11 says, and they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but the Greek half his name, Apollyon. Mm-hmm. So for the opening of the CERN tunnels, they have a satanic grand opening celebration. CERN, and their logo is 666. And listen to this. Stephen Hawking, who is not a Christian, Stephen Hawking said, you guys really don't know what you're doing. You don't want to open up these other dimensions. I mean, Stephen Hawking warned CERN against opening up these other dimensions. How do you process CERN?
Basically, what the enemy knows is that man is not body. He is spirit. So because man is not body, he is spirit, man has the ability to communicate in other realms. So we're not body, soul, spirit. We're really spirit who lives in a body that possesses a soul. So when you don't have the knowledge of God, we get the word theos or theology.
Yep.
Then you exchange it for the knowledge of something earthly, which then now Satan can use an ignorant person. It doesn't mean they're dumb. It means they're ignoring the knowledge of God to open up portals.
Now, quick time out here. Quick time out. The video footage that the producer is showing right now, this was footage from CERN that was leaked of an actual human sacrifice that took place. And this is the stuff they do at CERN. It is absolutely insanity. This is real stuff. And again, this is what they do at CERN. This is what CERN's all about. They have a satanic grand opening. And it's just absolutely, if you watch the grand opening celebration of CERN, it's insanity. Also, the World Economic Forum, their logo is also 666. The logo for the World Economic Forum is 666. Another example, Bill Gates has a patent for the cryptocurrency that goes inside the human body, making it impossible for anybody to buy or sell without putting that technology inside their body, and it mechanically fulfills Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 through 18. And again, the patent is WO20200606606. So as I look at it, I look at this as a spiritual warfare. I look at it as evil versus good, dark versus light, freedom versus bondage. That's what I look at it. That's how I see everything. That's why I call it the reawakening versus the great reset. That's why I put these events on. That's why I don't take any income or salary from these events. And I have no problem with anybody who they do take income or salary from their event, from their events. I just don't. I let you name your price because I want you to be there. And on both these gentlemen are going to be joining me in Virginia Beach for the Reawaken America Tour, Virginia Beach. Again, you can pay whatever you want to pay. And if you think that I'm a deep state guy that you can't trust or you're not sure about me, just pay a dollar. I don't care. Just go to timetofreeamerica.com, your ticket. Also, you can download right now, folks. If you want to download, you can download my new book, 100% free, The Great Reset versus The Great Reawakening. You can download it for free, The Great Reset versus The Great Reawakening at timetofreeamerica.com. Also, if you want to find jobs that do not require the COVID-19 vaccines, you can find those jobs by registering for free at timetofreeamerica.com. You can find jobs that don't require the vaccines. And if you want to watch the documentary for free tonight, so you can watch the documentary, download the book, and find a job, and then buy a ticket for a dollar, all at timetofreeamerica.com. You can watch the documentary for free. Awesome. I'm going to give you each a final word here. I'm going to go first to Dr. Rashid. Dr. Rashid, oftentimes millions of people watch this great program that Owen Schroyer, Alex Jones, and the InfoWars team puts out. What's the final word you want to share with the listeners out there, sir?
I want to say, send a message out to all people that serve in the military. I have put my life on the line, as many people and many soldiers have in the past, to ensure the freedom of every person in the United States to be as stupid as they want. So you want to take the vaccine, go ahead and get the vaccine. It makes no difference to me. But when you start to infringe on the toes and of the loved ones that I am motivated to protect, now we got a problem. When you infringe on my freedoms and my friends' freedoms. So I would ask the military to remember and law enforcement to remember the oath that you took to protect and defend the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, underline domestic.
Pastor Leon Benjamin, you also served in the military. Both of you served in the military. What will be the final word of encouragement during these final 30 seconds that you want to share with the listeners out there, sir?
I just want to encourage everyone. The kingdom of God is not to be bought or sold. The kingdom of God is God's very rule. His rule cannot be bought or sold. So you have to come as a child. You have to submit yourself, because when you do, then God comes and protects his children. And if you want to be his child, you can come to him right now. Jesus is waiting with arms open wide. He's not dead. He's alive. And he's sitting on the throne of God, coming one more time. But he's not coming again to get crucified. He's coming to gather his children. You can be one of his children right now. Just say, Lord, I need you to be the head of my life as my Savior and my Lord, and you will come into the kingdom of God and get his full protection.
Amen and amen. It's the Great Reset versus the Great Reawakening. Come see Dr. Batar. Come see Pastor Leon Benjamin. Come see Dr. Jim Meehan. Come see Dr. Judy Mikovits. We've had Alex Jones at these events. We've had Owen Schroyer. We've had Bobby Kennedy Jr. We've had General Flynn. We've got Eric Trump, Sean Foyt. They're all going to be there. Get your tickets today at time2freeamerica.com. We'll see you in Virginia Beach.
There's an old Bedouin saying that's thousands of years old, and it goes like this. Trust in God, but tie up your camel. Hunter S. Thompson put it this way. pray to God, but row away from the rocks. If your boat is going towards the rocks, pray to God that you don't get smashed on them and killed, but also try to row away. You can't just sit there like a jellyfish. And it's the same thing with our immune system. God helps those who help themselves. We have a lot of amazing products on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com, like the Ultimate Immune Support Pack, our four best-selling products, together at 60% off. We have the Trifecta Special, three of the best-selling items for 50% off, and X2 sold out, so important for your immune system, back in stock for 40% off for a limited time because we have limited supplies. In fact, one of these items, we only have 2,000 bottles of, so the ultimate sale will probably be over in just a few days. Take advantage of this and boost your immune system now and protect yourself and your family at InfoWarsStore.com.
At this point, best case scenario is a few years of hard times for us all. And if we don't turn it around soon, then it will only get worse. But as bad as things are, we still have time to prepare. And that alone is something to be grateful for. A gravity water filter will provide you with clean, healthy water, even in the event of your taps getting shut off. And having your own food will save you from getting ensnared in government FEMA camps. And if you've already stocked up enough for your own family, you might want to consider stocking up for your neighbors. Some of your neighbors might not be prepared for what's coming, but you can help them by having an abundance of storable foods and water filtration. Whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Stock up now at preparetoday.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.